Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is straight and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat the flash in it. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. And welcome to the remix. First, I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number. So if you're out there listening and you want to call in, all you have to do is dial 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. And that's going to get you right into the remix. You can also call the U.S. country code for all of our brothers and sisters who are calling in from all over the world. And if you want to come on in, that's how you can come in. Dial the U.S. country code. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and it'll get you right on into the remix. Now, let me also give you some galactic directions. If you're out there and you want to join us over in chat, all you have to do is come on over and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open, and so you guys can just come on over. The Remix family is in there. They're going to make you feel right at home. If you're a guest and you're joining us, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, just want to say welcome to you. And all you have to do is click the button at the very, very bottom that says sign up and then just come on in. And once you click the button at the bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes and you can tell us who you are. Wow, you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I am so glad to have you guys in the house tonight, joining us here live in the forum. We're about to give out the international shout out as well. And, you know, just kind of welcome everybody here. I see you guys are kind of all kind of lined up on the phone line, but I also see you guys all in the chat room as well, getting yourself situated. And so it is good. Can you guys hear me nice and loud and clear? I think I have finally fixed something over here. I really do. Yay! Thank you, Griffin. Yes, yes, yes. I am so excited, you guys. I don't even know what to do. I don't want to shut down the airway, so I won't get overly excited. But I am excited. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome to the remix. Let's go ahead and give our international shots out as we go ahead and get ourselves situated and get started. So first, of course, I want to definitely give a big, big, big shout out to all of our international listeners out there, because I know it's always a challenge for them to get up because of the time zone. In some parts of the world, it's early in the morning, and other times it's late at night. Some of you are just laying down. But big shout out is going to go first to Jamaica. Big shout out to all of our listeners out there in Jamaica. We're going to go ahead and get the islands. Big shout out to Jamaica, Barbados, Montego Bay, all of those different areas over there. Barbados, that's listening. Big shout out to you guys over there. Also, big shout out to the UK. UK in the house as well. Amsterdam is in the house tonight. New Zealand's in the house tonight. We have parts of Germany in the house tonight, as well as Italy and France is in the house tonight. So good. We have a lot of international listeners. We have Egypt in the house tonight. We also have did I say Trinidad already? Trinidad is in the house tonight. We have Brazil in the house tonight. Belize is in the house tonight. Gosh, we got a lot of people in the house tonight. We also have listeners who are listening from Poland in the house tonight. So good to have you guys in the house tonight joining us here. South Africa is always with us and in the house tonight. So good for South Africa. Canada is in the house tonight. Good. And Switzerland is in the house tonight. So lots of international families out there listening, as well as all of you across the Western Hemisphere, particularly those of us who are in the United States. Good to have you guys here. First of all, I want to tell you guys that it is so important that you build your library. Remember the show I did with Hypatia and talking about the knowledge and information and all of that wonderful stuff. So don't forget to download. That's going to be important. Not just the show that we're going to be doing tonight, but also the shows that we did in the past. If you guys didn't catch the show on Friday night, woo! Me and Esther host the show together, and boy, was it a blast. It was a blast. We did readings. We got a chance to talk to you guys. We expressed some things that was going on. It was an amazing share. As you guys know, Esther is also hosting shows on The Remix, and she'll be doing quite a few of her own shows coming up here soon as well. So if you didn't get a chance to hear me and Esther doing our thing on The Remix along with the rest of The Remix family, I want to encourage you to go back and download that show, as well as all of the other Remix shows out there, and listen up. So good to have everybody in the house tonight. And guess what? Tonight, not a stranger to the Remix family, but I just simply love this brother. I love his energy, and I love when he come on the Remix, because we get to do things that are so blue-like. Psycho, sexy, cool. And tonight is going to be one of those nights where we're really going to be getting it in and get to get it in with you guys right here with us. So joining us live in the forum tonight, we're going to have Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. That's going to be coming on. You know, of course, Brother Bilal does the soul alignment readings, which you're going to get to hear so much more about tonight. And we're going to be talking about that. As well as he joins me, and for those of you who have been a part of the Kim business class, he's also the brother I work side by side with in the Kim business class, and just really amazing energy. I've gotten so much feedback from you guys who've had readings from him, and it's so beautiful because we have so many different tools that we're working with at this particular time, and so many different brothers and sisters who've come on the Remix have so much. You guys should be busy 24/7 just doing your thing out there, because it's so much for you to do. And so, so Brother Bilal is going to be joining us soon. And, Dr. Umar Johnson is going to come back, and he's going to be doing a share with us very, very soon. So look for that, too. I also have a very special message tonight from Brother Bobby Hemmett from all of the Remix families. Woohoo! It's going to be a great message for us out there. So now I want to take some time to just kind of love on everybody right now. And love on you guys for making one of the greatest investments you can make, which is in yourself. And you guys do that each and every time that you connect on the Remix and you connect right here with me, whether we're in the sacred session together, we're doing an Akashic record reading, or whether it's the reading for the children or the baby, feng shui reading or couples reading, any time that we're making this connection, Kim business class, any of these things that you guys are doing. So I want to send a very, very special shout out to everyone who has purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And you guys, I bring this up from time to time, but this week I've kind of been bombarded with so many of you who've made that purchase out there. And I'm constantly getting feedback from those of you who are still working through the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which is so amazing. If you want to get to know your magic and you want to do it in a psycho, kind of sexy, kind of cool kind of way, the Know Your Magic audio workbook is definitely there for you. And I'm just going to, all of these things can be found in the show notes. So it's important that you take a look at the show notes because that information is there for you, how you can go and you can download it. It's over 4 hours of me working with you one-on-one right there with you. And we're going through every modality about knowing your magic. The position I come from when it comes to working with magic and working with all of this ancient science is from the position of doing inner magic. I don't engage in spell work at all. I do everything is inner magic because that's where the greatest transformation has to take place first. And the Know Your Magic audio workbook covers all of that from every point, from point A to point Z and then to infinity. So all of that is there for you. So I just want to give a big shout out to all of you who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And we're going to be doing some special things for you guys as well, too. So that's out there. Don't forget, tonight is Sunday night. And so this is also the time that it is so perfect and divine for you guys. The Kim deck orders, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. And if you don't know where that is, where have you been? I know we have new people listening. So I'm going to get out those call letters, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. Is where you can go. You can actually see them. Literally, the energy jumps off page as soon as you get there. Plus, you get to read from brothers and sisters all over the world. It's over 100 comments there of people giving that information to tell you about how you can just use this magical tool because it helps to build your psychic muscles in a very, very divine way. It is a melanated deck that I work together with a brother and sister who put their energy along with the channels and my energy into it. And I can't tell you, you guys, it is something truly magical. And so I just love getting you guys' feedback of you guys working with your cards every single day. So I have readers working with the cards, doctors, lawyers, teachers, mothers, fathers, babies, children making good decisions in their life based on connecting with their higher self. You know, everyone is working with the deck. And rightfully so, because it is one of those tools that our ancestors have left for us. And so, yeah, amazing, amazing. And, oh, let me not forget, I did put up a new message on the Know Your Magic line. And so I want you guys to all go check it out. Now, here's the really, really cool thing. Because even for me, what would I do without Sister Maya? I don't even know sometimes this number because I have so many numbers to really keep up with. But one of the cool things is there is an app that was made by the brother Mark, who made this, Marcus Wilder. He does, one of the things he does is he's really, really into computers, design, and all of that hot stuff when it comes to designing programs and writing softwares. And he designed the app for me, the Remix app. So if you have a smartphone or Android phone or something that support Androids, you can get yourself over to the Android market and type in the Remix with Miss Blue. You'll see that Remix logo is going to pop up for you. And guess what? Inside of there, you can send me email messages, find out what's going on the Remix, listen to any Remix. You can also, it's going to give you a direct line straight to the Know Your Magic line where I leave messages at from time to time. It'll connect you to Twitter, and you don't even have to have a Twitter account. You can see all of my tweets, and everything is going to be conformed right there in one app. How cool is that? Thousands of you all over the world have it, and more of you need to get it. Get it, download it. It keeps you in contact with everything that's all the Remix, and it's right there at fingertip. So for those of you who haven't called the Know Your Magic line yet, let me give you out the telephone number. All you have to do, and to call this number. And I left a really, really cool, some kind of inner magic work over there for you, talking about things that are going on right now. So it's a really, really cool way for you to get in touch with that. So as soon as Sister Manya give me the number, I'm going to give you guys the number. I'll give it out on the show, and so you guys can get yourself over there, and you can tap into some of that magic. So peace and greetings, you guys. Welcome to Remix. I'm so glad you're here tonight with us. I see you guys all on the phone lines, and I see you in the chat room as well. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. I see you guys over there. Mm-mm-mm. Where is my soulmate? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight when Brother Bilal comes on. Where is my soulmate? The elixir of the heart. That's what we're going to be talking about. This is a really, really, really kind of hot subject there. a really to the point subject there that we're going to be getting into tonight on the Remix. So now, you guys, here's the other thing that I want to tell you guys. The readings this past week, they lined up so perfect with the energy. In fact, that's actually what inspired me to do the Know Your Magic recording on the line. So I want you guys to really get over there, and definitely I want you to listen to the Know Your Magic line. The energy on the planet at this time is all about, and you guys have seen my Facebook post. If you haven't, you better get yourself over to Facebook. Get a new story. Isn't that something? That is the theme that the planet is just telling us at this time. It's the energy. Get a new story. It's about learning to put your past in the proper perspective, not just about letting go. It's about knowing where to put it. You understand? Knowing where to put it so you can get a new story, you know? It's about knowing exactly where to put it. In fact, the past, the present, the future, all of these things is happening exactly at the same time. Exactly at the same time. And so that's a lot about the energy that's going to be happening out here tonight. And so now, thank you for this. Let me go ahead and give you out the Know Your Magic line so you guys can get it. And that number is going to be 641-715-3800. Let me give it to you again. 641-715-3800. And then it's going to ask you for an access code. That access code you're going to put in is 10569#. And just follow the prompts. If you follow the prompts, once you follow the prompts, it's going to lead you right in, tell you exactly what you need to do, and you can go from there. Okay? How cool is that? So we have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. Tonight we're going to be doing something a little different. It's the Remix. We're different. We're different. So tonight, though, on a serious note, we're really going to be doing some different stuff, some really, really powerful different stuff as we get ready to get into the share tonight. First, what I want you guys to do is I definitely want you guys to be near, because we're also going to be doing readings. Brother Bilal is going to be doing readings. We're going to do readings together. You definitely want to get yourself a place for that. But we're going to be raising up some very powerful energy tonight because there is a gateway that is opening tonight. And it really is about tapping into this new story that has been calling so much of us. All the time, this new story that we all have found ourselves very, very much in the place of looking for. We're going to be talking about that right here tonight. I'm going to give guys a very, very special message from Brother Bobby Hemet in just a second. As we continue here in the Remix, it's so good to see you guys here and have everybody in the form tonight doing their things. I see you guys out there. Welcome to all of our guests out there. Now, I want you guys to kind of get into student mode for me for a minute, because I'm going to give you a message from Brother Bobby Hemet. By the way, he sends his love as well as Linda to all of you guys out there. Now, here's one of the things I want you guys to think about. Earlier last year and this year, we talked about one of the things I told you is that this is definitely going to be a time of fire, lots of fire energy that's on the planet. And that theme has begun to run true for us, and it will continue to run true for a minute. And one of the things, I was speaking with Brother Bobby Hemmett, and he was telling me about some really, really powerful spiritual message that was coming through for him. And so I was just really moved to share this with you guys so that you can start tapping into this frequency and to this energy, because it's definitely been here for a while, and it's here for you now. And that is, Brother Bobby Hemmett has another package that he has come through. And anybody who knows Brother Bobby Hemmett, he is definitely, I don't even know, he's like a modern day Nostradamus, really bringing this information and continue to bring this powerful information to the planet. And I'm so excited about this particular packet he has. The packet is actually called, because you're going to need to ask for this, as well as all the wonderful things he has, it's Sekhmet and her son, Neptune, Mystic Package. Now, let me tell you what you get inside this amazing packet here. You're going to be getting lots of pictures that Brother Bobby Hemmett has personally charged up and carried, these very, very limited pictures that are very hard to find. They're going to be colored pictures, and they're also going to be black and white pictures of the goddess Sekhmet. You're also going to be getting Sekhmet's son, Neptune. You're going to be getting his ritual pamphlet. So this is some very, very powerful rituals from Sekhmet's son, Neptune. You're going to be getting this pamphlet with all of these sacred rituals in it. And then also what you're going to be getting is you're going to get... this is Brother Bobby Hemmett's all-time libations list as seen in his lectures. So when you see Brother Bobby Hemmett doing the libations, he's going to be giving you all of this list, this very, very powerful list that he's been using for all of his lectures. That's going to be in there. You're going to get a collection of DVDs and a CD assortment that's going to come, that really is going to help you tap into the energy of Sekhmet and her son, Neptune. You're also going to be getting different articles on the goddess Sekhmet. Another very, very powerful picture and an article that's going to be in here. Very limited stuff. You know, Brother Bobby Hemmett always brings that energy that really just helps to open up energy. And also, Brother Bobby Hemmett is adding... one of the things that he's doing is he's putting a free gift inside of this. And this is really going to be something to really help, just really help you raise up this energy. This is one of those packets, don't walk, but run. You definitely want to give Brother Bobby Hemmett a call. And his telephone number is 678-358-1055. That's 678-358-1055. And definitely let him know that you want to get the Sekhmet and her son, Neptune, Mystic Package. And boy, 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 talk about opening up the fire. It's simply amazing. You guys definitely want to tap into that energy and do that. So always much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett out there, you know, which have really helped a lot of us, especially when it comes to the woo-woo, as we call it, to not being scared of the woo-woo, not being scared of the woo-woo, and tapping into that energy from so many different occult ways, really from an occult science way, and looking at it and really, really being able to digest this information and using it for our rise as people and people all over the world. So big love to Brother Bobby Hemmett. And you guys definitely want to get that very, very powerful package. Yes. And tonight we're going to continue to talk about fire energy. Tonight is going to be important, and like I said, we're going to be doing something different tonight. Because tonight, we're going to be paying some homage, and we're also going to be dedicating this show to all of the lost souls and those who have lost their souls. One of the things that I want to do is I want to bring your attention, and I want to take you back to a time period. I want to take you back to a time period that starts out in the early 1900s. This is what we're going to be dedicating this show tonight. We're going to be dedicating this show to all of the lost souls and to those who've lost their souls. The time period is 1921. The universe at this particular time is seeking justice for unjust acts of pure hatred. This is the frequency that's on the planet at this time. A lot of us are feeling this pull, this strong pulling that's really reminding us that we need to get a new story. And if that is you, you definitely want to listen up because you'll be able to see your connection. In fact, anyone listening is going to be able to see their connection. And it doesn't matter when you listen, you're going to see your connection. So I want to bring your attention back to 1921. 1921, you guys. Black Wall Street. How many of you are familiar with Black Wall Street, 1921? The bombing of a lot of souls got interrupted on that day. There was a lot of fire activity, a lot of energy that was going on the planet in 1921. Because this day interrupted a lot of souls. A lot of souls were interrupted. I want to take you to a place, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Greenwood is what we're going to be talking about tonight. This show tonight is dedicated to all of those lost souls. All of those lost souls. And all of those have lost their soul. So now, here's what I want you guys to do. Normally, I would say, get up, let's dance, let's move around. But I want you to really just kind of sit with what I just gave you tonight and know that this is the direction that we're going to be moving into, that we're going to be talking about this history here tonight. So before we actually get ready to get into the song, let me tell you guys about Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood. Greenwood was a place that was started by African Americans, by brothers and sisters. In fact, the founder who purchased the land out of Greenwood first came on board. He was actually born, and this is interesting, he was born in Alabama. He was actually born in the same birthplace my father was born. Of course, not at the same time, but that's interesting. But he was born in Alabama. He was born in Alabama, and then he left. He left Alabama and he went to Oklahoma. I'm going to have to slow down for just a minute, you guys, because my thoughts are racing all over the place. And my thoughts are racing all over the place. And I want to make sure that I can pull all of this up for you guys and be able to give you this information and get it to you here. So I'm going to take my time, and I want you guys to take your time, because we have some important things that we're going to be covering here tonight, and this is what we're going to be talking about. And even when Brother Blau comes on as well, he's going to be talking about it. We're going to be going into this energy and really lifting up this energy and bringing this energy down. The founder who purchased this land, is O.W. Garley. O.W. Garley. So somewhere around 1906, he actually moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he purchased land, which was this was something that was kind of unheard of at the particular time. But he purchased 40 acres of land. So when we start to talk about 40 acres and a mule, he purchased 40 acres of land. He purchased this land here, but he had a vision. He had a vision. And that vision was to create a space that would forever, forever last when it came to us culturally as people, and really to put the planet for wealth and abundance on this earth for all to come. So we had a vision. Now, one of the first businesses that he purchased was a rooming house. And this rooming house, there was a road that ran near this rooming house. And so the road was given the name Greenwood Avenue. And that was actually named for a city that was in Mississippi somewhere. So what happened is, after time, he began to build two-story buildings, some more. He purchased some more land, and he ended up buying, like, I think another 80 acres of land. So he continued to build this place up. And more brothers and sisters began to come to this place. It was a group of them. It was a whole crew of gentlemen that got together. And I know many of you watched a lot of the stories, and this is going to be so funny to you guys, but many of you watched the stories when they talked about how America was built, and they showed the Rockefellers and the Kennedys. You remember that series that came out? I think it was called something like How America Was Built, or something about America. Well, these were the real brothers who built America, and they built it so well. So very well that this Black Wall Street was not just built out of necessity. They were visionaries. And the name of the series was The Building of America. And yes, it was on the History Channel. But let me tell you about the building of America and really where these true men who built America was. These men and women, because it was women too, was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were building America. They had hospitals. They had schools. They had libraries. They had businesses of all kinds. They had churches, houses, farms. It was self-sustaining. They had transportation. And not only did they build this, but they did it with a touch of class that sent ripples through the universe. This was very, very divine. The vision of these men, when they sat down and they began to think about their blueprint, their divine blueprint of what they wanted, was something that was never seen. In fact, they even had a place, and y'all gonna trip out on this. They even had a place for them to go to get their vision. Now, a lot of this information you can find online, and a lot of it I channeled. But I promise you, you'll be able to go back and do your own research, and you'll see about the men who really built America and where that divine blueprint came in from. The place that they used to go, men and women, to take their vision was a building, and this building was called Dreamland. Dreamland was the movie theater that they had. The movie theater opened as early as 1906. Now, they wasn't always playing movies in there. This would be the meeting place where they would go to get their vision. Now, we know how powerful movies are because Brother Panic always comes on and he really kind of got all of us to understand about movies and visions. These men would go into this building called Dreamland and they would captivate their visions for what was to come of this particular area, this particular place. Now, some of you may say, well, why Oklahoma? Of all the places, why Oklahoma? Now, we can look at some things and we can look at what was going on in America. We can look at what was going on in the world back during the early 1900s. And we could kind of understand why they would go there. But also, let me just kind of give you some more spiritual reasons why they would go to this particular place. The landmass of Oklahoma carries a very unique and divine energy. We know that a lot of our Native American brothers and sisters have a lot of different energy there, and that's considered to be a sacred place. In fact, that is also where the Trail of Tears was formed. And also what they call, I believe it is, the Divine Five, the five Native American tribes that existed in that particular area in Oklahoma. So we know that this was very, very sacred ground. There's also mounds that take you back there. But I also want to give you another indication of why this particular area was very, very important. Two things. Almost about 30 years before they found any kind of physical evidence in ancient Egypt or Kemet about Nefertiti and Akhenaten, they found a stela that existed in Oklahoma. So you have to ask yourself, well, how would some information from ancient Kemet get all the way in Oklahoma? That's interesting. Now, here's the other fact as well, too, is that there is a cave of sort that exists there. We can call it that. And inside is Anubis as well as a bull, which is represented as Osiris. And they found this information. And on the spring, I think it's the spring and the summer equinox, when the sun comes shining in, much like a lot of the mounds and temples that are there in Mexico, this information is also in Oklahoma. If you pick up the book, and I believe it's called 552,000 by Richard Nunn, Ice. It's called Ice. By Richard Nunn, and he spells his name Richard, of course, N-O-O-O-N-E. He talks about this in the book. So there's evidence of Anubis and also Osiris existing in Oklahoma. Lots of powerful energy there. So when we start to look at sacred grounds, we definitely do not want to dismiss anywhere there was a large amount of where our ancestors were from. Because anywhere we were as people is a sacred ground. And I want you guys to remember that, because a lot of times we shun on the South. We turn our nose up at these places where our ancestors were and thinking that this is somewhere we need to move our energy away from. Know that if we could exist there, and if it was at least more than one or two of us there, it is sacred ground. We cannot exist anywhere that is not sacred. So I want to take you guys back to Wall Street. And I want to take you back to the amazing brothers and sisters, because they were all visionary. All of them. Absolutely every single one of them. They were all seers. They all had visions, and very powerful visions. In fact, their visions are part of the divine blueprint that built what we now call America. So we know they used our ancient knowledge. A lot of that they couldn't decipher, right? Still can't. But they also used the information out of Black Wall Street. In fact, you can see the correlation when you start to look at Wall Street, and when you go back and you start to look at the city of Alexandria, how they went in and they burnt down the libraries. They did the same exact thing in Black Wall Street. Interesting. Isn't that interesting? How we can look at our history. And we can look at things and how the pieces move and how history repeats itself. That's what they did. One of the very first buildings that they went to go attack was Dreamland. So ask yourself, you're coming to take over Wall Street. You want to burn down this city. You go to the movie theater first, because that's the vision. We're going to get real people here. We're going to talk about those souls. And we're also going to talk about what's going on. Here, yeah. Work me here. So, yeah, the ones were burned in ancient times the same way. Things were burnt in Black Wall Street. Okay. All right. You guys hear me. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Yeah, the last energy is coming a little down. All right, you guys. There you go. Just one second. All right. Is that better? How are we doing? I'm going to make sure you guys can hear me a lot better. Okay. Perfect. All right. So all of these things are going on. All of these things are going on, and definitely. I feel a little shiny. No worries. We'll get it together. We gonna get it together. Hold on a second. Let's see. That should clear some of this up in just a second here, you guys. Yeah. All right. Don't worry. We will tell this story because the story has got to get... the story will get told. So no worries. We're gonna make the story out. So the story is gonna come out. So now, just spirit is just kind of coming through, and that's always a good thing too. But we're gonna talk about this. Continue to talk about this story. I want you guys to get a vast understanding about how big Black Wall Street was. Black Wall Street consisted of so much power. You understand what I'm saying? Talk about living in a world of your own. We're going to get this story out because this is tied to your inheritance. And I'm going to tell you exactly what this is, because this message has got a little kind of misconstrued over the years. And there's a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk about retribution. And I'm really going to let you guys know how this energy is tied into your inheritance and how you can tap into this energy tonight. That's what this is all about. And the interest. So the 40 acres and a mule. It's really where the message got a little distorted, but we're going to tell you how you can get your 40 acres with your mule and your interests, all of this together tonight. So now, this was a place where there were some of the best doctors in the country. Things like the Mayo Clinic, all of these things that we know today got started from this place. All of these things got birthed out of here. Policies and procedures for transportation. When we start to think about the word butler, a lot of people had problems with that, you know. You would always see these movies and you'd see this black guy dressed up, you know, driving Miss Daisy or doing all of this. But check it out. In Black Wall Street, they had transportation services that was founded by a brother. And with this transportation services, they would come like a cab service, pick you up, open your door, address you by your name, and talk to you. They were doing this with other brothers and sisters. This was a time when they really was acting from the time that so much of us was being called from, and that was tapping into your divine purpose. It wasn't about serving anybody. It wasn't about anyone being in competition with each other. There was no competition. The brother who owned the transportation company took very much pride in everything. The brother who owned the movie theater took pride in every single person who came into Dreamland. That when they left out of Dreamland, that they had a dream. Not just through pictures that they were watching, but they had a true vision, a true purpose. This is what the records is all about. When we talk about the life records, the Akashic records, the records that have been left for us since ancient times, this is what they did. Yes, high magic. That's what this was. This was high magic. They understood it. all the way down to their children. In fact, people would come from all over to study them. Doesn't this sound familiar? Isn't that what happened in Egypt, in Kemet? Didn't they come to study? They wanted to know, how the hell did y'all put this together? Now here we are, thousands of years later, doing it again? So what I'm telling you is that we are truly in that divine time, that new era, the origin, that this energy is being raised up tonight. And all of you, all of us, are going to be a part of it. So they were truly an example of what it meant to live your soul's purpose. They was a whole soul group that traveled together, every single one of them that participated in Black Wall Street and brought that energy. They were a soul group who came back to never let us forget who we were. They were brave souls. They understood that on many levels. In case we got confused about what the energy was in that place. All right, you guys, hopefully you can hear me, and I'm back. I'm back, you guys. I think they tried to send me to ancient Kemet real quick, but I love traveling, so it's all good. I'm back, and hopefully you guys can hear me. That's just the spirit coming through, so I can hear the frequency in my line, and this has happened before. We're no strangers to this, but we're going to keep moving and to talk about this. And this is really, really a great sign. I cannot tell you guys even more that this confirmation is really, really a great sign. I'm going to try to calm my energy down a little bit and just make sure that you guys can hear me loud and clear as we continue here tonight to talk about this amazing time that we're in. So we know the past, the present, and the future is all happening at the same time. This today is a portal where we're really, really just kind of paying privilege. I can't even talk. showing homage to our ancestors, those brave, those lost souls, and anyone else who's lost their soul during this time. Let me tell you about how sophisticated Black Wall Street was, because it wasn't just the street. You know, a lot of times in history, they try to make you think that there was just this damn street of businesses and they would just have Black businesses and people would come and they would shop. Oh, no. They had four-story buildings that were built. So engineers were there. They had their own airports. At the time, I think Oklahoma only had about two airports, and one of them was in that area, Greenwood, that was there. And they had some of the top airplanes in the country. There were millionaires there that they don't want to tell you that were millionaires at the time. So they had their own, not just transportation of taking you around the city. They had their own airport equipped with some of the best airplanes that was available at the time. They had pilots. They had a functioning airport that was good. Do y'all hear me when I'm telling y'all this? They had hospitals, some of the best doctors that was there, the best schools giving out education. They had theaters, movie theaters there. They had clubs and bars that was there. They had some of the best churches. In fact, the founder, who founded it, also is responsible for founding a part of the AME church that so many done clap their hands and stomp their feet to. He was the founder of that. This was a modern day ancient Kemet. A modern day ancient Kemet. Everything that was happened at that time. I don't know what that was. It's all kinds of stuff happening. So they were giving out their own. They had holistic doctors there. Y'all, they had surgeons there, architects, engineers that was there, city workers that was there. Oh my goodness. They had their own airport. Their own airport with airplanes. Real history, you guys. This is real. This was actually real. These visionary. Talk about soul planes. They had soul planes. And their houses had some of the finest things that existed on the planet. In fact, what happened is when they came to study, because they wanted to know, why in the heck are these Black folks not trying to come over here and fool with us? They living a little too well over there in Greenwood. They are having too much fun on Black Wall Street. Just about every single person worked, lived, slept, congregated, and did everything in their own community. But there was an incident with one of their soul group members who actually took a job working on the other side of the railroad tracks, where Blacks were still treated as lower class citizens. And he was shining shoes. Now, I'm going to tell you what history tells you, but I'm going to tell you the real channel of what Spirit told me what happened. So one day he was shining shoes. And there was an incident that happened. They accused him. His name was Dick. of assaulting a little white girl. So they put him in jail. They put him in jail. Of course. You mess with Becky, you go to jail. And that's still the case to some degree now in a lot of places. So the consciousness and vibration on this planet has not risen everywhere. A lot of places, but not everywhere. You mess with Becky, your ass go to jail. So they put Dick in jail. But let me tell you the difference. Well, I shouldn't say different. That's not going to count nice. But let me tell you about them brothers back there with a vision. They were warriors. They were warriors. You know, they was dressed up day to day and, you know, they was doing their business and handling their business in some of the finest ways. In fact, their houses had chandeliers and crystals and some of the finest things in their home. They took pride because they were operating from a soul level. You understand? They were operating from a soul level. This is why it's important for you to understand about your Akashic records. It's important for you to be in alignment with your soul, because when you're operating from a soul level, you carry a different level of awareness with you. Your awareness is completely different. Now, they said the reason that they locked Dick up was because Dick was messing with Becky. So they had lawyers, some of the best lawyers in the country was in this area. So they went to go see what was going on because this is one of their people. So they went and said, hey, check it out. You know, you guys got Dick and we need you to let Dick go. Because you have Dick for absolutely no reason of why you're locking him up. But let me tell you what Spirit told me. They locked Dick up because they wanted Dick to tell them how they was doing all that shit they was doing over there in Wall Street. In fact, they had accumulated so much wealth that Gardley, who started it, was a multi-millionaire. I'm not talking about by today's standards. I'm talking about back then. So y'all always like to jump on the brothers and sisters who tell us about the power, the most powerful dollar is the dollar that can be in the hands of somebody black. But I think you may want to open your ears to him because they were self-contained. Do you understand? They was doing all of their importing and exporting business. They had people sufficient in all of these areas to get anything from around the world they needed. They had the airplanes. They had everything. There was no depression for them. There was no struggling for them. None of that. It didn't exist. None of it. There was no, I'm better than you and you better than me. There was none of this backbiting that they tried to make us think that was embellished in us. They didn't have this type of mindset. They were visionary. So what happened? Because they were intelligent men. And when we start to talk about intelligent, let me tell you, there's a difference between being smart and being intelligent. And I'm just here to tell you that most black men are not smart. They are intelligent. And there is a difference between being intelligent and being smart. Anybody can be smart. But to deal with the intellect is something completely different. This is what the world is trying to tap into. To tap into this divine energy of the intellect. And we, as melanin people, have shown And this is history. This is not about anybody's background or their belief. Because if you know the true story, you know we all came from here. We are the most intelligent people on the planet. The most magical, the most spiritual, the most everything. So they went, and they went to go talk for Dick. Said, check it out. Don't know what y'all got going on over here, but you need to let Dick go. So when Dick got out, Dick said, hey, check it out. You know, they real jealous about what's happening over here. They said, y'all got finer houses, y'all cars better, and oh, brothers, sisters, don't ever get mad at your man for taking care of his car. Because these brothers took care of their shit. They took care of their wives. They took care of their children. They took care of business. They took care of themselves. And they took care of anything that was in their possession. If it was connected to them, they took care of it. So they took care of the whole community. Again, this is what you do when you're operating from a soul level, because you understand that absolutely everything is connected to your ass anyway. So you not taking care of your home is you not taking care of you. You not taking care of your kids is you not taking care of you. You not taking care of your wife is you not taking care of you. You not taking care of your husband is you not taking care of you. You not taking care of your brother is you not taking care of you. You not taking care of your sister, you get it, is you not taking care of you. So if we wanted to see example of all is one, this was it. All was one. There was no loopholes. There was no gaps. There was no, you're part of the Joneses, so we don't fool with the Joneses. You so-and-so, so we don't connect with so-and-so. It was none of that. It was none of that. Let me stay focused. There's so much to tell you. So anyway, when they got back, they went to Dreamland. They went to Dreamland. They went to the movie theater because they let Dick out. When they got into Dreamland, they seen the vision and said, check it out. They getting ready to come for us. But again, they wasn't no punks. So they gathered their guns because they had guns. They gathered their weapons and they went after their ass first. Because they knew they was coming. So they met them right at the edge of their city. And when they came, they were shocked to see, whoa, these brothers ain't playing. They not just finna let us walk over here and just take this. Oh, no. When they say that shit was a riot, oh, you best believe. Understand what a true riot is. See, some of this shit that we got going on ain't no real riot. No, they did a riot for real. They don't really want to tell you the numbers of how many of them got killed versus how many of us died because they had to call in the troops. You understand? They had to call in the troops to come get their asses because they was tearing shit up. Tearing shit up for real. But see, there was something that the brothers and sisters inside of Greenwood that they knew. That the people coming after them, that these white boys didn't know. See, Greenwood knew the vision. They knew that they were a part of a divine soul group. And they knew that they came back and that they were soulmates. And they knew that they came together to do this work and that they were going to leave together with this work. They understood that on a higher conscious level. So when they tell you they had to bomb the place, oh, they had to bomb it because they was hitting their ass with some shit that they couldn't even imagine because they went inside dreamland with Dick and they got the vision and they started to prepare themselves for what was going to happen. I'm going to tell you that all of this, the same energy that happened for the what the world calls the fall of Kemet, jealousy, envy, greed, so much so that while they were fighting, they brought what let me get my verbiage together. They brought trucks in to Greenwood and was stealing shit out of their houses, taking their furniture and their clothes because they understood that they had the finest of everything. They weren't concerned about that. But I wanted you to get a true depth about how deep this went. They try to make the impression that they set it on fire and they was trying to burn everything down. No. Some of those fires were set on purpose because they'd rather burn it down than to give that shit to them because they was taking all of the stuff out of their banks. They was trying to get the money. They was trying to take the shit from them and they set the shit on fire and went to war with their asses. They stole their airplanes. You got to understand that if somebody is coming for you and they run past your ass and run in your house and grab your dishes out your kitchen, I mean, it had to have been a trip. If someone is coming for you, but they run past you and they jump in your car and start driving out of your city, you got to be thinking, oh, I know what this is about. I see what you want. I see what you really after. You want to fight me, but you in my house and you stealing my wife's jewelry. You taking my kids' toys. I see what you doing. So I don't want you guys to be misconstrued about what history comes up when they say, oh, we bombed it. No. A lot of those fires was set by brothers and sisters to burn their shit. Because one thing that they understood, and this channel really helped to become clear to me tonight after speaking with Brother Bilal and also speaking with Brother Bobby Hemmett tonight, and that is in the Book of Law, chapter 3, it talks about the house burning down, right? But the invisible house still stands. So what does that mean? That means that Greenwood is still here. That means that all of that wealth that was in Greenwood is still here. It didn't go anywhere. It's still here. It's on the astral plane. It still exists. They want you to think that it burnt down. They want you to think that they bombed this place and they destroyed it and it can never happen again. They want you to think. In fact, it was so powerful. If you go back and you study history and you follow your people, this is something Brother Ogun shared with me. He's been a guest on the Remake before. All you have to do is follow and see what your people are doing and where they're going and what's happening around the world, and you're going to understand the impact. Because right after they did their little bum rush, less than 21 days later, Wall Street crashed. Wall Street crashed. Yeah, Wall Street crashed because that money, all of that influence, all of that energy, all of that power, all of that magic was there in the Black Wall Street. I want you guys to think about something. Let's think about what it would be worth, plus interest. Let's take a look. And I know all of you accountants out there, because I've done readings for quite a few accountants out there, and all of you financial advisors that do all of this good stuff, put your thinking caps on. If we were to take what Black Wall Street was worth back at the time, which would be 92 years ago, back in 1921, what it would have accumulated, what it would be worth today. What would it be worth today? Someone said, billions, nah, I think you need to go a little bigger than billions. Billions. I would say close to over $300,000 trillion. Yeah. And that's give or take. $300 trillion. $300 trillion. This is your prosperity now that you can tap into. And that number, $300 trillion, that's not a stretch. That's just the estimate. I guarantee you, real assets, yes. Real assets. We're talking. Yes. $300 trillion is what is left. What is still here for you. And so the universe is pulling on this energy. It is time now. This is why so many of you are feeling your soul calling you to reach out, to find your divine purpose, to start living it, to start doing it, that. So now, if you can begin to take your mind back, there were things where customers were paying $100 back then is now $1 million now. These brothers and sisters was doing it. In fact, Garley and his wife and William and his wife, who was also there, who also owned the movie theater, their wives even owned properties and had buildings being built. So this wasn't just a male operation. This was a very, very divine, collective, conscious agreement that they all were living their soul's purpose. Very powerful. Very powerful. So this is why tonight, because this is the energy that is here. This is why tonight, this show is dedicated to those brave souls, to all of those lost souls, and those that have lost their souls. So we're going to be playing this song tonight, and tonight what I want you guys to do is listen to the song. Reflect on what we've talked about here tonight as we get ready to bring Brother Bilal on and to continue to talk about where is my soulmate, the elixir of the heart. The song that we're going to be listening to is called Indestructible. What we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to bring on Brother Bilal to join me here on the show tonight. Well, he's already on. Yes, he's already on. What am I saying? He's already on. So, Yeah, he's already on. So let's go ahead. We're going to continue with this share here tonight. We have a lot of work to do. And yes, know that we're indestructible. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
Good evening, Ms. Boo. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. How are you? Good to have you here.
Hi to the Remix family. And I tell you, I guess I expect nothing less from you. That was a powerful share. It brought me back to Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was powerful.
Well, thank you. Everybody definitely sending hearts to you and big ups to you for being in the Remix tonight. I know we talked before the show. We got a lot of things to cover here tonight, and I know you're going to be coming on to and we're going to just continue to talk about this and talk about soulmates and really, really just really start to talk about soulmates. And so we're going to be talking about this. This is one of the most asked about things in the universe. The universe is yearning for soulmates. Where is my soulmate? And now we can ask the question, can a soulmate, here's some of the questions we're going to really kind of be flirting with as we cover this tonight. Can a soulmate really be lost? Does it want to be rediscovered? You know, I want you to speak on soulmates for a moment, and because I know that you deal a lot with the energy at soul level, with the work that you do, with the soul alignment reading.
Yes, I tell you, I got that question a lot also when you say soul alignment. You know, a lot of people, mind goes to their soulmate. And, you know, I think it's even, you need to even think about where would this yearning even come from for a soulmate if it wasn't real in the first place.
Right, yeah.
And the best I saw with it was we are all soulmates, but we all may not be mind mates. Okay? And the soulmate you are really looking for is your soulmate on an internal level.
Yes.
So when we say your soul's mate, there's a lot that builds up the soul. When you're doing something from your heart and soul, the soul of it all, it's like it's a combination of things that comes together to make a whole. Okay? So it's really a build-up. That's why they usually call it the garment, the golden fleece. Even
yes.
With Jason and the Argonaut, he was looking for the golden fleece. What they were talking about, there's an elixir inside of you that once you get to this pure state of love and no hidden agenda, none whatsoever, because you understand your pineal gland secretes a certain chemical when you're in that type of energy field, just like being pregnant, you get that glow on. You say, man, she got that glow. When that person in love that have that golden glow on them, that's the soul permeating. That's you able to see what you can't see physically permeating through this person.
Right.
Okay? So when you know, even when I say that soul level, it takes a certain amount of heat to get to this soul level.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay, and so that's why Venus was so involved with the soul level, because Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system.
Yes, and most people don't know that. They think Mercury is.
No, it's Venus. Venus is. There's an element on Mercury that keeps it cooler than Venus. Venus is that heat, is that fire, because it's connected to the purification. So what happened even determined where Venus was when you were born. What house Venus was in is connected to your soul's mate.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a real big question we get, but we're talking about an internal soulmate. There's no way you're going to meet an external soulmate if you haven't found your internal soulmate.
So true. So true.
How would you find something to complete you if you're not complete already?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So that was one of the most asked questions, though, about where is my soulmate?
Yes. I get
and
that
you,
a lot.
You're walking
too.
With it.
you're walking with your soulmate.
That's right. You're the sole proprietor.
The soul advisor, yes.
Also, it's also known as the philosopher's stone.
Yes.
Because your philosophy is what lives in your heart.
So true.
So it's the stone that's produced from what's being out, what's coming out of your heart. See, you can't lie. See, you could say you're not stressed out, you're not worried, and then go to the hospital, you have high blood pressure, and you have heart disease. You can't lie on that. Your body does not lie. Your body is only operating off of what's being manifested internally. There's only so much lying you could do on that. Your body would be the mirror of what's going on internally. Okay? So that's why that soul alignment is so important, because it's certain ways to keep yourself aligned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
certain
it's beyond,
way.
Yeah, because it's beyond your foundation. You see, because we talk about the foundation we stand on, but no one speaks of what makes up this foundation.
Right.
So even with a soul alignment reading, we break down the pure elements that make this foundation up, not just the foundation when it's done.
Right.
What's the sand level? What's the brick? What's the stone? What's the water content? What's the bond in here? What's the mortar?
Right.
You understand? And so that's why the soul alignments have been so effective, because I really figured out a long time ago it wasn't just about me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that's one of the things that is really, really powerful. I know in the work that I do when giving people the readings, and particularly when it comes to the Akashic Record reading, in a minute we're going to get into just really understanding more about why the work that you do as well with the soul alignment reading to be able to get you in alignment so you can be able to see this from the ingredients that is building up your foundation, that those things are just as important as well to be able to get that. And I will tell you that I get countless and countless of brothers and sisters who've had readings from you as well to give feedback about how amazing that has been for them to put that in connection. Too many times I think what happens is we try to take shortcuts in the work. And we know that there is no shortcut.
No.
Absolutely none. And when you begin to start to think about your own divine blueprint, there are steps in that divine blueprint for yourself. And it's no different than having a piece of the puzzle and not the other piece. You're not going to get a complete picture. It's going to be much more challenging for you. It's going to be much, much more challenging for you. And so it is beautiful to see. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, what happened too, I know most of us are built on shortcuts because we don't understand the process. We show up when the foundation is already existing. You wasn't there to see people farm it up and dig the trench for it. You understand? You don't understand the process. We have to get back to the process of things, the real substance, before it becomes a manifestation. We have to understand what the processes are. So automatically it's going to be shortcuts. We want a microwave process. There's no microwave. It's not going to be 3 minutes in the popcorn or done without the side effect being radiation. You understand? There's no microwave process until getting to know yourself.
Okay.
I can't, you know, we can't pop this in the microwave and do it. You understand? So it's real work. So you become concrete. You understand?
Yes. Become solid. Tell us a little bit, for those who are listening, Brother Bilal, who may not be familiar with the readings that you do, the soul alignment readings, tell us about those particular things.
Well,
so what does the work consist of?
Well, it's a system that's designed to keep you in harmonic balance. I have figured out a way to combine numerology, astrology, astronomy, and anatomy and make it one. Because all of us represents a certain level of a alchemy project. Your birth date itself is worth its weight in gold. It's just like your month and date is your address, and the year you were born is your zip code. But this is what makes up the soul alignment, because it's you falling in perfect harmony on where the planets were at the time you were born, so you could tap into your magnetic field at will. But it's a combination of sciences. They are all separate, but all of them are one together.
Right, yes.
And by the time we finish the whole process, I mean, just like I always say, I have breakthroughs because every person is totally unique. Even if you're born on the same day as a person, you wasn't born at the same time. And even if you're born 120 at the same time as someone, you're not born 120.1.1.1 of a second. Makes you totally unique.
Yes.
So that's why I always say I have breakthroughs, because it's something so unique that come out, because each person is unique in their own selves. And so what I wanted to focus on tonight is the 5 points to stay aligned.
Right.
So we're talking about the substance that the soul alignment sits on, or the soul itself sits on, the seat itself. 5 points. Arm, leg, head. Just like the man, if he's standing out with his arms out with the 5 points. Just like the star is a 5-point system. That's why they call it a pentagram. A pentagram is your hand. You have 5 points. You understand? Your fingertips are points.
Right.
And even with the hexagram being 6, it's your 5 points plus 1 ball point. Your hand plus an ink pen. A pencil with carbon. That's your hexagram. So we are at a certain point right now. In everybody's life, I'm going to tell you, you have 6 planets right now sitting in the house of Aries, which is the new beginning. So it's indicating we are at a turning point. But you can only get here when you get to a certain balling point.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like when you really hit it, it's like, everything I do is designed to bring you to a certain point in your life so you could get your own point of view. And once we expose what the 5 points are, you just stay in alignment with the core substance of what's making up the whole soul alignment for anyone. So this is your personal soul alignment. And even with the reading tonight, we are taking our time to make sure the person get the point. That's very important to me.
Yes.
I work hard to do that.
Beautiful, right? Beautiful.
So whenever we're ready, you know, everybody grab some paper and pen, we could, you know, go over the 5 points.
All right. Well, we are live in the remix, everyone, with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. And definitely you want to reach out to Brother Bilal if you want to get a soul alignment reading or find out about the soul alignment reading. You can email him at Bilal, B-A-L-A-H, theexperience@gmail.com. And so I know you guys all have pen and paper, and so we can get ready to do this. I'm really, really excited. We're going to go through these 5 points here. Brother Bilal is going to take us through all 5 of these points here to begin to talk about it. And then after that, we're going to be doing some readings, and we're going to be doing them together from a very, very unique position that we'll be coming from tonight, and just still raising up that energy as well.
I was just listening to what the story was telling about Greenwood, Oklahoma, on how it got to a boiling point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it always gets to this point where we need to understand where we are and what we're up against. But we're going to take the – we're not looking for an enemy in this thing. We are just becoming conscious into what our motion and our movement is. So
right.
That's why I know we have to understand what the 5 points are. Okay?
Right.
The first point is timing.
Mm.
Timing. Yeah. Timing is everything.
Yes,
just
it
like
is.
The ability to tell time. And to stay in rhythm with the heartbeat of what your life force is calling. Okay? Because there's always synchronicities in life. So timing is always at hand. Just like the timing
mm-hmm.
chain in the car. Think about timing chain in the car. Once the timing chain go out, the car don't move.
That's right.
And you can start it up. You could wax it. You could do whatever, but it won't move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how important timing is, because it's connected to you staying tuned up.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
We have to stay in the constant tuning. And I really use the Kim deck for that. See, the Kim deck is designed to keep that tune up going, because I could check on a constant what the energy field is. Even if I miss a thing, I could get caught up in line right back up with the energy field. Just with the Kim deck. That's why tools are so important. The proper tools to stay in alignment. Okay? So even think about when you make the timing adjustment when you're on your car, and how they take that light at the last step and they line the car up. So timing also goes to the clock on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, look at the word clock, write clock down, because we're talking about C-lock.
Mm-hmm.
Clock is C-lock. Now, the C in mathematics represents a constant, all right? And in physics, in the operation of physics, it goes to the law of attraction. But this is how I want you to look at this C in clock. S-E-E, clock. So what this is saying, don't let what you see lock you up. That reminds me of that show like that's on TV, The Voice. They are turned around. They can't see the person that's saying it. Because once you see a person, you're making a judgment based on what you see physically. You get locked in.
Yes.
Okay? So we make our judgments and perception based on what we see. So we see people what we think with a lot of maturity, and we think they're doing super good because we so locked in of our perception of what doing good is.
So true.
So this is why you need to understand the operation of the clock. Once you understand the operation of the clock, you become clockwise. That's what the wisdom of the clock is. You become clockwise. So you could get on an airplane and fly to Europe. It takes 7 to 8 hours. You could go to that same job you work on and work 8 hours. One is passing faster than the other because everybody is on a different time. So even think about the operation of the universe. Everything in the universe is moving counterclockwise.
Right. Counterclockwise, yes.
Counterclockwise.
Right.
See, not only being clockwise, but counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise,
when you counter the motion, when you are so unpredictable to other people, see, it looked like you're doing something against the grain to them, but you are in your own timing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important with this timing that you become clockwise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is also the thing that keeps you in perfect alignment with your heart and soul. Because timing is connected to everything in nature. There's nothing in nature without time. Even having a baby is 9 months. It's a timing. That's why we have seasons. It's a timing change. Okay? So time really waits for no one. Literally.
Yeah.
All right, so that puts us at the first one, which is timing. All right. So we're at the second point. Our second point is rhythm.
The rhythm.
The rhythm. And it's a unique thing to get the time and rhythm with a person, even in relationships. Do you know once you break the rhythm, it's hard to get the timing and rhythm back? It breaks the whole synchronicity of the relationship. It changes the whole complex. When the rhythm is not there, that's why astronomy is the music of mathematics, because it's moving in its proper direction. That's why it's very important to be in one accord. That's why it's called ambiblical chord.
Yes.
It's an ambiblical chord. It's you staying connected. Okay, it's the genius able to stay connected to everything in nature, because the rhythm is the thing that produces the harmony. So the key to this rhythm is memory. It's like having a memory card. Okay? It's just like a SIM card. It's you in one accord. The memory is your memorandum. Okay? And so memory becomes that great redeemer. It's the way we feel we need to redeem ourselves, go and pick something up. So just think about everybody trying to find themselves, right? I'm looking for myself. It's no different from saying, I'm trying to redeem myself. So just for instance, think about a person that sings, right? Just think about a singer. And he book all these jobs, and, you know, they book him for a wedding, right? So they book him for the wedding, and they wanted a song, but he didn't practice the song, and so he messed the song up, singing all wrong notes, and forget the words, and messed these people wedding up based on starting the wedding. Now, you don't think he wants to redeem himself? You don't think now he want to sing in the you know, at the reception time to show he could really sing? Do you understand that idea of redemption? He's saying everywhere now. He wants everybody to, because he's looking to redeem himself, because he can't go back in time and correct that mistake. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So redemption, even the memory, is about you staying humble. So it, no matter if he win a Grammy or not, the only thing that will be stuck in his head is when he messed up that song at some people's wedding. Because he's still looking to redeem himself. So it's about where did you leave yourself. It's no different from if you just say Home Depot, and you're in line and someone skip, and you really want to tell them what's in your heart, and you don't say anything. You don't think you want to redeem yourself? You don't think you're going to tell a family, oh, man, somebody cut in front of me out here to tell them off and that. You didn't do none of that, but you're looking to redeem yourself.
Right, right.
Because, see, we split ourselves through that. So that's why redemption is so powerful. And it keeps you in that humble space.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So rhythm is everything. Rhythm. Okay, so we're going to the third one now, which is unity.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Now, why unity? Yeah, unity. Unity.
Yeah.
The unity of being. We are one. So this is the oneness with your mind and your spirit, your internal and external are at one. So all imbalances come from the being on one side of something. You're too far on one side of learning, and you're not balanced on the other side. You're too far in your responsibility and not doing no spiritual work. It's about being straight up the middle, understanding the proper balance of both of them, so it become beyond the balance. All right? So this is what throws everything off. So just imagine if nature took a break. Nature can't take no breaks.
Right.
Just imagine nature had to take a break and go find herself. So just imagine you taking a break in your life to go find yourself. It's the same equivalent.
Yes.
So you become deep at the expense of what? And everything you learn, you have to learn how to bring it all back to one, because it's all coming from one source. This is why the scientists can't dispute that. They know everything coming from one source. Just because it's in many different parts don't mean it's not one. Do you know every snowflake that dropped is a unique snowflake?
Yeah.
But you never saw a one snowflake snowman. It's a collective of snowflakes coming together.
Yeah.
You can't do it with one snowflake. Even as unique as that snowflake is, it takes a combination of them to make a snow pile. So this is connected to your ability to quantify, to be able to put things together for the greater good. See, we easily separate. That's just like when even working with the real estate. Man, I saw some brothers tear some houses down. Or we could tear some stuff up. But putting it back together? Oh, shit. Man, guy, he knocked the whole beam out the house. The house fell on him because he's destructive. But putting it back together? See, so it's about putting ourselves back together through each other. I'm doing soul alignment research. I know first I'm not just talking to you. I'm teaching
right.
Some of the things in my life. I'm reaffirming a lot of things in my life. I can't tell you need to work on this area and I don't work on it.
That's right.
So what happened to nature that caused this split? There's nothing in nature that's separated. What are they teaching to cause this split?
That's right.
I mean, what makes you think you're so different? You already are. But what where did that come from? All right? So it's like if you ain't already expressing yourself differently, why would you have to be that much more different if you're already unique? And see, all of this comes from the definition of time. It's the way we see time.
Yep.
Because they tell you, even when you wearing the watch on your arm, it's a watch. What telling the time got to do with watching? That don't even make a watch.
Yeah, a watch.
And see, even time is defined as an instrument used to measure. And so the question got to be, why would you measure anything?
That's right.
It's only one sole reason to measure anything, and that's to compare it.
Just to compare. Yeah.
There's no other reason to measure anything. Because why would I need to measure myself up against another unique person?
That's right.
So it puts us in a constant state of comparison to either something or someone else. You're in a constant state of comparison if you got the time thing in your head, because I'm constantly looking at what you're doing with your time and where I feel I'm not getting with what I'm doing with my time, and I know I'm better than her because I read more books than her. You know what I'm saying? I got to be better than her. I know more words. I know more mathematical equations. You see, it's a constant comparison based on what I think I did and where I should be past her or him.
Right, right.
But nothing in nature does that. Because we are all many different parts supposed to work in one accord to get to one harmony. All right? So that's why when we get to this level, it can stay in constant alignment if you even take the comparison out of your life. Soon as you start comparing, you have just lost. All right?
So true.
All right, let's go to the fourth one, which is connected to a constant reassessment of yourself. This is the truth. This is a constant reevaluation of your position, of your placement. Not to check and see what I did wrong. No, just to be truthful with yourself. Are you being totally honest with yourself? The truth has nothing outside of itself. It's nothing. The truth don't need no defense. The truth is the truth.
Right.
So even when we talk about matter, see, the truth is the matter of the fact. Because whatever produces is going to be the truth on how you feel about that.
That's right, yes.
The outward manifestation is the truth. So when we get to this higher level of truth, even when you were talking about Hypatia, she was the truth.
Right.
And even it brings to, I think about Kuan Yin, the female Christ of India. She was the truth, a fire goddess.
Yes. The goddess of passion.
Yes. So even think about Kuan Yin, Q-U-A-N. This is where they get their quantum physics from. This is where quantum come from.
Yeah.
They're talking about fire. You understand? Fire physics. They break it down to the less common denominator to figure out what's the constant in the variables of life. And they say if you could ever figure out these patterns, you could figure out the source of all life. They haven't figured that out yet.
That's right.
And that's their quantum physics. Because
right.
It's the cause behind everything once you understand what the constants and the variables, just like when you have a word, you have constants and vowels, but it's constants and variables.
Mm-hmm.
What's constant in your life? How is it constant you keep having relationship and the variables is you keep wrecking your relationships with different people with the variables?
Right. So true.
You
okay.
Get what I'm saying? You're constant that people are not shit in your life, but the variables are different people showing up to play they're not shit in your life.
Right.
You see, what's the causation? What's causing this thing?
That's right.
So the truth is connected to your character.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're talking about character now, and we play so many different roles. You start a relationship, you don't know who the person meeting. The person meeting the ideal you, they're not meeting the truth. But you could only hold on to the ideal you for so long.
Right.
The truth, it rises like heat. It got to come out.
Yes.
Just imagine how that person feel when they realize you've been acting the whole
time. The whole time. Yeah.
So that's that intelligence you was talking about, the internal telling you, just be honest. Just say
right.
Who you are and where you are.
Yes.
And then we don't even play good characters. We don't even do that good.
No,
you know
not at all. Right.
And so just think about it when a movie's going on. Every time the rough scene comes, stunt double come in. You the damn stunt double in your own life. If you're the one constantly getting hurt and beat up, they put you in all the car accidents in the movie. You the stunt double.
Yes.
And you don't have to go through it if you could just tell the truth.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we start acting, you know what I'm saying? Like, you acting like you're a loving sister and you hate your mama. You acting
That's
like
true.
You got brother love and only speak to your cousin.
Yeah.
See, you don't have to go out and save the rest. See, you can start with your family.
That's right.
You can start right at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we keep people around us to keep us honest, because they're going to make sure we tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be in a constant search to tell ourselves the truth. Then we got to be constant search to tell ourselves what we already know. We already know what the truth is.
Right.
Well, you already know. I don't have to come tell you what you already know. And this is this truth. The highest point of knowledge is your lowest point of enlightenment.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. I don't care if you've been studying 50 years. Your highest point of knowledge is your lowest point of enlightenment.
Yes.
I have a brother I was around who went to school for business. He was really into business. He graduated. Had
right.
to go back because he didn't have enough confidence yet. He needed to get his master in business. Now he got his master in business.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of school, didn't have enough confidence yet. So he went, got his doctorate in business. And he now he owns Subway sandwiches. Young, he owns Subway. But he bought the business from someone who barely graduated high school.
Yes, yes.
He went, got a doctorate to buy a Subway from a brother who damn near didn't come out of high school. Not a brother who didn't all but come out of high school, moving on to bigger and better things, and he's just getting a doctorate just to go buy some Subway sandwiches.
Mm.
So what stopped him? You understand? Where was his confidence? Where was the self-esteem?
That's right.
You could see, when you're in school learning to be a surgeon, I send a teenager to work with a surgeon hands on every day. He's gonna be more powerful than you because he's out doing it. You're theorizing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
so
talking
true.
About it in theory. So all that knowledge you have, if you don't operate it and apply it, you ain't doing shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so powerful. Do it. See, that's what, and I remember studying Crowley a while back ago, years, 10 years, 10, 12 years ago, and he was always talking about the morning dew. And I was trying to figure out what the morning dew is. What the damn morning dew is, right? You know what the morning dew is? Do that shit you said you're going to do.
That's right.
That's what the morning dew is. Mountain Dew. Go do the shit. You talking about what you gonna do? Don't sit at home in the book talking about what you gonna do. Go get the morning dew. Get up and do what you say you gonna do in the morning. That's why even most brothers I know always had fusses with their wife, because their wife was reminding them what they said they were going to do, and they got mad at her. I dare you tell me what to do. Baby, I'm always telling you what you told me you were going to do. So that's the morning dew. Even when we talk, you know what, even think about the elixir. You know what the elixir is for real? The elixir in alchemy? The elixir is real tears.
Yeah, tears.
A sincere cry or sincere excitement. I was at a party last night. Granny turned 85 years old. That's at 13 again. Oh, and they were crying because they were so happy that Granny is still here. It was real tear shared out of happiness. That's the elixir.
That's the
elixir. Not whining. Crying.
Right. Yeah.
Tears. That's that formula. That's the purification. Because, see, that's what's at the heart of quantum physics. Because can your ass take a quantum leap?
Yes, you're right.
See, it's about quantum leaping. See, quantum is fire because you got so much fire on your ass, you ain't got no choice but to leap now because you didn't hit a turning point. So that's the quantum they talking about. Quantum of you leaping. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now we at the last point. Now, this last point is a trifecta. This is Trinity. It's three in one for constant points of alignment. And it's humility, healing, and harmony. Okay? And
yes.
I've been deep in nature lately, okay? I've been very deep in nature and you know, nature dropping some serious jewels, okay? And
yes.
The first lesson was in humility that nature shared with me. And this is what nature said. Don't ever think you're the only one.
Yes.
Nature giving birth to 1,000 to 1. Because if you don't do the job, I got somebody else going to do it. And if
right.
you get so arrogant that you think you're doing it so well, I got little children to take your dumb ass out. Nature says that. Don't ever think you're the only one.
That's right.
Nature
says
humble yourself.
Yeah.
Humble yourself. See, nature can't take no chances just in case you don't feel like doing it. You said you were so excited to get here and do your job. You done already beat the odds. It's 1,000,000,001 to even get here. So you done already beat the odds. It took 1,000,000,001 to get here. You get here and then forget what you need to do. No, nature don't take chances like that. You understand?
Yeah.
So the lesson, the first lesson is in humility. Don't ever think you're the only one.
That's right. Never.
So see, that's that clock again. See, that's that C lock. So you sitting around thinking you got shit on lock.
Right.
The next thing on the rise.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what that made me think of? That made me think about the story of King Saul in the Bible when he was a child and God was handed the kingdom over. And he was like, God, who am I to rule all this land and all these people? And I'm not big enough to do this. And God said, just why I'm picking you. Well, it got to a point in the end where King Saul know he the man. And he handling stuff and it's going down. But then his fall came, and he cried out and said, God, why am I falling? God, why am I falling? And God said these words. When you thought you were small, you was a giant.
Yes.
See, when you think you ain't shit, that's when you the shit for real.
Yes.
But when you think you get big,
yes.
The fall is on the way. When
yes.
you were small, you was a giant. Man, look.
Good word. Good word.
So then nature bring me to the second one, which was healing. And nature said, nothing in nature is sick anyway. Nothing in nature is sick.
No.
Everything is whole in nature. Nothing is sick. It only appears to be sick and weak because that's how you're basing it off of your definition. A monkey ain't no goddamn monkey. A giraffe ain't no giraffe. We name that shit. That's not what they call themselves. See, man defined that based on what he put together in his own life. See, healing is based on the idea that you think some unjust shit been happening to you, but no, nothing in nature is weak, even if it
That's
looks
right.
weak to you. You're only
right.
describing that based on your weakness.
Only on your weakness, yeah.
See, this is how you build a relationship with that force, say, called why. Why did this happen to me? Why? Because, see, you're looking for a constant learning and why that had to happen so you could heal yourself. But nothing in nature is weak or sick. And I even thought about what my man say, survival of the fittest. What his name? What the guy's name was? Evolution. Survival of the fittest. And then nature took his daughter out. And crushed them. All right?
Yeah.
And at this very last one, the very last H, is the idea of this clear thinking. Okay?
Yeah.
And it brings us into what we think is weak, but it's really not. So this is the evolution of nature. It's the complete harmony of everything. And it's you understanding the law and the rules, not no rules nobody else give you. You have rules in your damn house. Can't nobody just come in your house and I just kick my feet up on your sofa and lay down and go jump in your bed and your refrigerator. We got rules in your damn house.
Or should.
Or should, yeah. I asked nature this question here. This is what we'll say before we open the line. I wanted to know what was behind nature. And nature said nothing. Because there's really no thing behind nature. It's all essence. It's all spirit. It's all vibration.
It's all
no thing. Nothing is behind nature, and nothing lasts forever. Nothing is the impossible. Go study the nothingness.
The nothingness.
And that's why I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna put this out there too, Miss Blue. All the work you've been doing over the years, there's nothing that no one out there shouldn't do for you.
Hmm.
And we appreciate you. I want to say thank you up front.
Oh, well,
thank
you.
Thank you up front, for real.
Yeah.
All right, but that's the 5 points I have. And tonight I wanted to pair people up with their soul mate. And everybody who even had the soul alignment reading, wherever your Venus is, that's your soul's mate.
Yeah.
This is that entity inside of you that your soul is yearning for. When is she coming back? When is he coming back? Because there's a certain description. Okay? And I don't want to go in. I don't even want to go in order. I want to do some random, pick it by random. I want it to be so divine because I want to give some serious gift through this.
Yes, we do.
All right? Yeah.
We are live, you guys. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. Amazing share here tonight with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to be doing readings tonight. We're going to be doing them in a very divine way. Tonight is divine, as we talked about earlier in the show. And I want to welcome you guys to call in.
Ms. Boo.
Yes.
Will we be able to, I could pair them up with a soulmate, and could you give them that one thing that's stopping them from making that quantum leap?
Oh, yeah.
Why they so scared to jump? You understand? Could we do that?
Yes, we can do that. We can talk about why they're so afraid to make, why they're so afraid to make the quantum leap. As you begin to give them the thing to mate them. Tonight, we want you guys to find your true divine soulmate. It is so important in the work that we both do, the work that Brother Bilal does and the work I do. A lot of these are a lot of the principles that we offer in the Kim Business Class. Oh, by the way, let me put this out there to all of you guys. Me and Brother Bilal are going to be doing a one-day workshop.
Hmm.
A one-day workshop. It's going to be coming up really, really soon. We don't have the dates yet. We really are just looking for this divine spirit to open up that day, but it's coming very soon. We're doing a one-day workshop, and this workshop is about your soul's body And we're going to show you some of those principles that we work on ourselves when it comes to our own personal lives, our spiritual lives, and things that we begin to work with ourselves and how we keep to moving ourselves forward. And even when it comes to the readings and opening up energy, you guys are going to find this very powerful. We're going to show you how to build a soul body. It's going to be a blueprint that you're going to be able to physically make a connection between now, the past, and also in the future. And so,
very good.
Yeah. Okay. So, we want to
be a serious workshop.
It's going to be a serious workshop.
We're talking about all day work. Yeah, we're talking about getting it in.
It's going to be an all-day workshop, and we're going to definitely be getting it in. It really is going to be something that we want to make available to everyone around the world. And, again, it's going to be one day. It's so much fun. We have done it with ourselves. Like we said, this is a blueprint that our soul body, we work off of our soul body. And we've done it also with our children, our friends, our family members, and it has been amazing. So I'm excited. It's going to be coming up and really as early as May the 11th on a Saturday. And here's a good thing. If you can't make it, we're going to have a recording. So you can get the recording. You'll be able to get the digital notes so that you can still tap into the energy and you'll have both of us right there. Email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, for blue. Send the email there, but you need to put in the tagline so that we can know that you're interested in this and we can get the information back to you. You need to put in there workshop in the tagline, workshop, so that we know that you want to cover this one-day workshop. I'm telling
real
you, the planet, the real bodybuilding. You talk about bodybuilding, we're going to be doing bodybuilding from a soul level. The world has never seen anything like it. It is amazing. I use my soul body every single day. It's something that I glance at, I look at, and it's really connected with you. You're going to be able to feel the energy and understand it and work with it. But something tangible that you can put your hands on, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be something that you can leave for generations to come. To really show your lineage, your family lineage,
now,
to begin to
you know what, Ms. Blue?
Well.
Even,
and yes,
even them taking
somebody,
the just imagine them showing their children and their family how to build a body. Because once you know it, you can share it. Man,
once you know it, you're going to be compelled to share it with everyone you love and care about. It's just that powerful. And yes, Kim Rads can go to the workshop. Anybody can come to this workshop. And we have a way. We figured out a way. And I tell you, boy, things just open themselves up. You don't have to worry about long distance calls. You don't even have to worry about having Skype. No matter where you call from in the world, we have a way. All if you have access to a computer, you have access. But we're not using Skype or any of those things like that. It's going to be very simple. It's going to be fun. Like I said, it's going to be an all day workshop.
All
day workshop. And you guys will have us right there every step of the way, helping you discover your soul body. So talk about bodybuilding. This is what do they call it? Insane. What do they call that? Insane
right.
workout. Yeah,
that's
this
right.
is going to be the insane workout.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
haunted.
One day. So yeah. Definitely email us at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4 blue. Put workshop in there so that we know that you want to be a part of that. And like I said, May the 11th, it's going down. It's going down. And we're excited. So we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. And we're going to get to the phone lines in a very, very unique way. So, Brother Bilal, I'll have you go ahead and you know, pick a number between 1 and 100. Because we have over 100 people on the phone line. So pick a number between 1 and 100. I'm going to write it down, and that's the callers we're going to go to.
Start with my favorite, 13.
Caller number 13. Let's see.
See where we at.
Caller number 13. Caller number 13. Calling in from area code 828. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 828. We're going to have to come back to 828. You must have us on mute because we can't hear you.
Greetings. Peace and love, brother Miss Blue.
What's going on? Is number 13?
Yes.
That's number 13.
Well, all right.
Brother Sakemet.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you?
Oh, man. Let me. I'm excellent, man. Real good. Feeling charged up, man. Let me get that birth date, and you can tell us what's going on. But give me your birth date first. And let's know what's going on.
September the 10th, 1978.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yes, you do.
You wanted those September babies, huh? You wanted those September babies.
Tell us what's going on with you. How everything? What's happening?
Oh, man.
What good?
I talked to Sister Blue Friday night, and she cleared up a lot for me.
Okay.
Relationship-wise. So I just wanted to know, am I ever going to find my soulmate?
Hmm. I tell you what, I'm looking at where your Venus were when you were born, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the energy of your soulmate was in the house of Scorpio.
Mm.
And let me tell you what that means. This is a very intuitive sister. This is really the intuitive side of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But this is a very intuitive, detailed person. And the issue you may have with finding this soulmate is because you're not too detailed.
Mm, okay.
You got to pay attention to detail. Okay? But your soulmate is connected to the energy of Scorpio, which is that intuitive person that deals with the inner realms of people's feelings. Okay? And the job, look at even the type of work you came back to do, right? This part of your job description. Announcing, promoting, using your voice. That's where you're going to find your soulmate at. See, we pick a certain type of work to do so we can stay in one accord. Okay? And so you must be detailed.
Okay.
This is, you see, because you already have that energy of that Scorpio, because you're a very intuitive brother. You are. Okay?
Okay.
But you have to be, you've got to pay attention to detail and do your own finish work.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
yeah.
Deep. I just don't ever run into a Scorpio brother.
It's not so much of a Scorpio zodiac person, you see, because you have different planets in all different houses. You even have, see, you have, your Uranus is in Scorpio, which is, this is what you know for sure. See, you have planets all over the place. But we talking about, I'm giving you the attributes of a Scorpio is what you're attracted to. Okay? And so, look at this here. I'm gonna tell you how you're going to know that person. You see, because at your core, you want to be appreciated. You don't feel appreciated. So when you meet that soulmate, even externally, she's going to appreciate you. Because appreciation is everything to you. All right?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I know. I'm not guessing at that. Mm. It's boo.
So, I mean,
go ahead,
so
go
I
ahead,
don't have
go.
To look for a Scorpio.
You're not damn stuff, see, because we have everything in us. See, we really the 13th zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's 12 to come together to make this synthesis, make that 13. See, I'm just picking up. I'm looking at where the planets were when you came here physically, but you are all 12, which developed the 13. Just like if you're watching a karate movie and he's talking about the 13th dragon, that means he done mastered all the 12. He could do the monkey, the crane, the elephant, do all the other shit the 12 do. But he has his own unique style to make it one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not no particular
zodiac in a person you're looking for. These are the attributes you're looking for.
Wow. Okay.
And I give you another look here. I ain't want to tell you this, but that Scorpio energy also is a detective. So, you know, they go through all your email and your text messages. So, I didn't want to say that. That's how you're going to know that's up. I wanted to throw that out there. I ain't want to say it like that, but that's what it is. I ain't know how to put it. Miss Drew, what's stopping this man from making this quantum leap? Could you make him jump, please? Could he do a bunch of jump?
Interesting enough, when me and Esther did the show the other night, I do remember you. Most of the time, I don't remember the information.
I do remember. Your phone breaking, Ms. Boo.
Yeah.
All that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's still not there.
Okay. I couldn't understand what she said. Did you hear what she said, brother, for that?
No, she'd be right back on the line. She probably is clearing the circuit up, you understand?
Oh, okay.
But I want you to step into some promoting and using your voice in different places. Cause you really have that type of energy, you know what I'm saying? In a promotion, public relations.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's still chopping a little bit, Miss Blue.
Is it?
Oh, there
gosh.
You go. There you go. You're good.
Okay,
you're
clear now. You're clear now.
Am I good? Okay, well, let me kind of get this out really, really quick because I want to tell you this. Two things. First, when I immediately get into your energy, there's a couple of things that I see that's kind of like hovering around you. And I see the moon, in all of its different cycles there. And so one of the things I want to tell you is that what's stopping you right now from making your quantum leap is cycles. Last time you were on the show, I told you some things about your past life. But here's some of the things that's going to be critical for you. I want you to pay very close attention to details, like Brother Bilal said, because just like the moon, you know how the moon goes from being full to going to waning to waxing, and it goes through these different cycles. You're going to revisit it this time. And absolutely everything that you're doing, that you're saying, and that you're thinking now, you're going to be faced with these things again.
Okay.
So it's going to be important for you to really, really use your intuition. See, because where you're at right now energetically, and I'm working on this based upon your universal energy, this is a inner year for you. That means that right now your soul is causing you to look within like you've never looked before. So this is the time for you to really kind of get all the junk out. You know how you say, if there was something about my stuff, and we say this, that we want to change, that we want to do different. Well, this particular frequency that you're in your universal time, it's sort of that doorway that spirit has opened for you, that if you want to get out of these habits, because remember, we came here perfect. It's all this other junk that kind of fucks us up. Really. So this is the time for you to let go of that. You have a doorway that's going to be open for you, and that doorway is only going to be open for a couple of months for you to let go of those things. So that includes your thoughts. It's a good time to do some self-reflection. You should be doing mirror work every single night. That means that stand in front of the mirror, look yourself completely in the eye. And I want you to begin to have that very, very intimate and conversation with yourself and ask yourself, if I were to get down to the essence of who I am, what are those things really based on and what am I about? Because one of the things that's going to stop you from making quantum leap is if you make some decisions and if you do some things now and you really, really not coming from your heart, these things are going to come back. They're going to come back to you very, very quickly. And you'll find yourself repeating this lesson over and over again. So it's critical for you to go in. And it's critical for you to release a lot of these things for yourself. Because right now you're in that cycle.
Okay.
And so this is about you bringing back the fragmented you and making yourself whole. So use this time very wisely.
Hmm. So basically use this time to clean up my life.
Hmm. In your house.
You see
right.
that again?
I said use this time to clean up my house, right?
That's right. Use this time to clean up your internal and external life. Because one thing is for sure, what goes around comes around. And that's sort of what the spirit is around you saying. Ah, what goes around comes around, my brother.
Hmm.
And you want, when it's your time to come back around, you want to be able to look yourself. See, this ain't about nobody else. This is about you looking yourself in the face, in the mirror, that you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and be good at that.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Because, I mean, lately I ain't been able to look in the mirror and look
mm-hmm.
at myself
yeah.
like that.
Well, start looking in the mirror. Have that conversation with yourself. You can do it. Have that conversation with yourself and not from a place of judgment, but have that honest and true conversation with yourself. You need to get rid of those thoughts because that's, you know, have you ever, as a kid, put rocks in your pocket? You ever do that as a kid? Like just pick some rocks up and put them in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you kind of heavy. These are what these thoughts are doing inside your mind. Your mind is so damn active right now. Even getting in that energy, it almost makes me feel like I'm getting ready to start a tornado up in there. So you need to think of these negative thoughts as rocks. And you need to pick them up and you need to throw these rocks away, these thoughts you don't want. Because they're keeping you from dreams. They're keeping you from desires. They're keeping you from making your quantum leap to the next portion of your life, of things that you have going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I mean, I really needed that. I really did. Brother Padai, thank you so much for telling me. Because, you know, I've been, like I told you on Friday, I've been so antisocial these last 13 years, you know, dealing with all this stress and anxiety.
13 years, number 13.
Driving a
and
truck.
And you're number 13.
Yes.
You know, you need
know,
to give Brother Bilal's book, The Problem Number 13.
Send me an email. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it
That's
very much.
Me. That's all me. You need to start working with some children, too. You'd be an excellent counselor with some young brothers and sisters, bro. For real.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey, she
around
told me that Friday.
13. Oh, you did?
Yeah, she told
I
me
told
that Friday. She
night.
Said my calling was to work with kids. And you told me that I needed to get into speaking and all that stuff. And it seemed like I'd been hiding around the curtain or something, you know?
Mm.
Well,
okay.
Time to come out from behind the curtain.
Make the leap.
Most definitely.
Quantum
but I'm not going to hold you because I know you said you had 100 people online, I mean, on the phone.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Peace and love and light, and I thank y'all for all the good.
Send me through that email. Send your address too, so I can get that book out to you.
Okay,
okay.
I'm gonna send it
Much
to you in the
brother.
Next 5 minutes, brother.
All right, brother.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Great job.
We're gonna continue. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes, so we're gonna continue, Brother Bilal. Pick another
I have
caller.
My number 52.
Number 62.
52.
52. Number 52 calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, good night. This is Toya. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hey, Toya.
You're
you
calling
doing?
From where? From where, Toya?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. Greetings to you, Toya. You want to go ahead and give allow your birth date, please?
Yes, 529-85.
529?
Yes.
85.
Yes.
Okay. What's been going on with you, Toya? What's going on?
My energy has been low, so is there anything that you can pick up right now for me?
I'm trying to pick your energy up?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. One second. See what's going on here and see where your soul may... All right, first, and then look, your soulmate, because now, you know, we're talking about internal soulmate. So, you know, we're talking about internal, even to attract the external.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So yours is in the house of Aries, which is a fiery person. That fire that's on the inside of you, this person that's constantly starting things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the way you chose to do your work is through social settings. So you're not looking for no traditional type person. You're looking for your internal soulmate is an innovator, a pioneer, something that has never been done. Always talking about new ideas and new ways to reinvent and invent things. Okay? And what's going on with you? You have so much thinking going on. Ooh, your thinking is off the chain, and that's what's blocking your intuition. So you know, so you are a over the top impatient. If you're, mm-hmm. is an understatement.
That is so true.
All right, and you know what your biggest problem is? Mm. You don't damn listen. You don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't listen at all.
And
you get, I know you agree because you know it's and see it's a struggle with relationships right now. I'm looking at that also, but your biggest thing is not listening. Yeah, it's a real struggle with relationship because it's the end. See, you need to go on the inside. See, because you good at listening out, but you don't listen in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So all you do is attract people that just want you for the physical appearance because you're a very pretty young lady, but you're using
your damn self
because you don't listen. So you don't know if the person there just for you, if they concerned with the inner part of you, but the person you're looking for is a dynamic starter. And you are there to help that person finish because whoever you get with that start the shit, they probably don't finish. So you become the perfect balance for it.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I have for Ms. Blue.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I want to tell you immediately when I get into your energy, and I'm going to give you the textbook definition, your third eye is beautiful from the front. It looks beautiful. It's perfect. It's textbook perfect, the color of your third eye. But from back, mad leakage. So two things. I know you have headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have headaches. And again, I just have to definitely echo what Brother Bilal said. I'm going to tell you what is keeping you from making your quantum leap. But the number one thing is that you have leakage coming out the back of your third eye on the backside. And this is the part of yourself where you connect with your higher self. You understand? It's where you take in the information, be able to listen. And so that's exactly what Brother Lau was saying. You don't listen. You don't listen to your inner self. And so you're really good with tapping into those things when it comes to spiritual knowledge and information. You can take it all in. But then once it gets in, you're not able to really be able to use it to make it more practical and begin to use it. So one of the things I definitely want you to begin to work on is you can do some visualization and visualize energy flowing in. And I always tell people summertime is about to come. We're in the spring. You can use butterflies. You can use colors to come in and to bring the colors into the back of, see it coming into the back of your head. And that's energetically going to slow down a lot of that leakage that's coming out back of your third eye. And then the other thing is you're going to need to meditate every single day. The key for you here, and this is interesting because the first caller that called in, you and him are in the same cycle. You're both inside an inner year. This is about you doing some self-reflection. So a lot of mirror work needs to get done from you. You're used to looking into the mirror so you can recognize the beauty, but I want you to start connecting with yourself on a soul level. You know how they say the eyes are the windows to a person's soul?
Yeah.
That is going to be critical for you, because what has happened is you become, this is where your energy is going, you become a liar, and that's why you're so tired.
Mm.
Because truth gives you energy. Truth builds your stamina. Truth build your flexibility. And you don't have any of that right now because everything that you've been doing has been built on lies. And so you have to begin to start standing in your truth. And I'm talking about lies to yourself. So if someone says to you, oh, girl, you know you could do this and you do it real good, and you say to them, oh, I know I'm good. But see, that's a lie because inside you feel that you don't know you can do that good.
That is so true.
Yeah. So to change this energy around so that you can begin to tap into that energy and really just open yourself up, because one of the things that you definitely, definitely have is this energy of what I like to call the priestess spirit. You have that priestess spirit, but see, you're not able to access that divine powers within yourself because that energy does not get open up to lies. And so if you really want to be this divine priestess, this divine goddess that you're walking around professing yourself to be, you have to be able to tell yourself the truth. So I say, make the quantum leap, start doing some mirror work, and start having a very honest soul-to-soul connection with yourself in the mirror.
Okay.
And get a Mountain Dew.
All right.
Okay.
You got to do what you say you're going to do. Okay?
Yep, yes. There you go. So peace and love to you. We're going to try to get as many people as we can. And let us know how it goes. Call back in. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful. So next number, Brother Blau, we have about 15 minutes before we go to after hours.
Okay. Number 27.
27. Caller number 27 calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and your birthday. 313.
Oh. Okay. Hello. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
This is Debbie. And I'm
calling Debbie.
In. My birthday is December the 8th, 1967.
Okay. And where you calling from?
December the 8th?
Yes.
Mhm.
And I'm calling from Detroit.
Okay. Michigan. Yeah.
What
you have going on? Tell us what's happening with you.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Nothing. That's what I'm calling in. I was in here just feeling like, man, there's nothing going on with me. Nobody's... I would love to be dating or married by now, and it's like I'm just sitting here in this house by myself. Like, what is going on? It's like nothing's happening.
The first thing going on, you're not finishing things. You're not doing no finish work, and that's automatically gonna push things back because you can't open up anything new until you finish what's on the plate already. That's the number one thing going on, okay? And when I'm looking at where your soulmate resides, your soulmate is this more intuitive dreadlock type brother, real deep, real teacher type brother. This is the person inside of you that has a lot of insight and integrity. Maybe a little sensitive at times, but this is your soul's mate. And you chose to do a lot of that work, and how you recognize your soul mate is through our work. And I'm looking at where your work is. A lot of your work would be in either with accounting, teaching. You understand? It's more in that area right there. But that's where your soul mate at. But your finished work is not good. Even starting, see, your... Just like if you was to promise yourself, you go, I'm going to start working out Monday. You don't work out Monday. You're not going.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so you have to learn how to initiate, how to start.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry. What you say?
Oh, no.
What you say? I think you were breaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's about you initiating and starting. Okay, and stop letting people adjust your mood. That's a big thing for you. You get real, you know, you let people come into your energy and really mess your whole day up. You have to stop that because you're not going to be able to even
magnetize yourself to even attract anything to you.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting around with other people's shit. You, like, loaded with other people's shit, and it's not even yours.
Right.
All right, so it is more about you being open, but you really got to start initiating and finish. Don't say nothing you can't do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. Couple of things here. The number one thing I'll tell you that is sort of kind of holding you back from making your quantum leap is, one, you have to learn how to cooperate. And I'm looking all in your energy, and I don't see where you've ever been able to do that. That has been a challenge for you here on this planet, but you've got to learn how to cooperate. And what I mean by that is you have to really be able to connect yourself with other people. Oftentimes when it comes to either doing something in a team or a group, you opt to be alone and to work by yourself. Do it by yourself. And so that's a big part of where the struggle is coming in for you. Even when I began to look around in your sacred space, I don't see things that show groups of people together or even couples. This is one of the things I talked about on the Feng Shui show. If you are to get a statue or to buy something, don't buy one without the other. You want to be in a relationship, you need to buy pairs. You need to have pictures of couples around you,
mm-hmm.
artwork and different things. You need to have that there. The other thing that I want to talk to you about is this cycle that you're in right now has a lot to do with you learning how to be able to, what can I say, to be more tactful in your life. You tend to, and it has to do with that mood energy, but you need to be able to use more tact. I mean, you're on the phone with us, and you're very humble at this particular space because you're kind of bringing in your true self here. But it will do you well in real life to bring your true self too. And you have to begin to be more tactful about what you're saying. This is a time for you to begin to study and acquire more knowledge. This is also going to help you when it comes to you moving yourself forward. The other thing I want to talk to you about is lust.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's a fine line between desire that is pure and almost like an obsession, which is connected to lust. And so one of the things you have to definitely be careful that your desires remains good, and that your wanting doesn't cause hurt to yourself or to another person, because there's been times that you've crossed the line in what you want. Does it make sense when I say that to you?
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you do that, particularly because of relationships, because you may be developing sort of this an obsessive fever that will take a long time to recover from, because we can start to catch a fever for wanting for something. You know, people say you have that desire, that burning, that fever for wanting for something. And lust holds a very strong template. And if you get yourself in a position where you're lusting after something, then you can forever stay in a lust mode, and it will never manifest beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that those desires really are coming from that highest part of you, and not sort of wanting something that could cause harm to you in the end or someone else that's involved in the situation.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Cooperation is the key for you. When it comes to a relationship, definitely the number one thing I want to encourage you to do is to build more of a sacred, intimate relationship with yourself. Do that first. Once you do that, I do see things opening up. I'm going to tell you, it looks like it's going to be somewhere between 24 months. But I do see that there is going to be movement in that department. And this is provided, and I'm looking at your higher self. So your higher self is saying, yes, we want to do this, and we're going to start working on these things, and we're going to start doing it. But go find yourself a group. You know, find something you're interested in and not looking for a man or looking for a mate. Don't do that. That shit is so old, second rated.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You know, go for something that you're interested in, not to look for a man. People join all kinds of groups and do all kinds of shit looking for women and men. Don't do it for that reason. Know that the person that is connected with you is going to come based on your frequency of you being the best you that you are. That's how you're going to attract them. The best you that you are is going to attract them. So find something you're interested in and take a class.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can begin to start raising your frequency to that level that you move out of the lust category and you get into the category of really saying, I'm open to this. This is what is here for me. And I know this energy is going to come back. It has no other choice. Because right now you're down in the corner with the lusters. And you don't want to hang out with the lusters.
No, we don't.
You don't want to hang out with them. They some slimy ass. You don't want to hang out with them.
No.
Yeah.
Take your time.
All right. So peace and love to you.
Have a good evening.
Okay. Peace and love to you, too.
Love
All right. All right. Brother Bilal, we have about 5 minutes left going in the forum. We're going to keep going. We're about to go into the after hours. So for the rest of you, if you can get on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line. For the rest of you, you know the drill. Download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Go over to Facebook and love it. Leave a comment. Tweet about it. Send me a message on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, just kind of put the energy out there and give us some feedback from the show. I'll see the rest of you in readings this week. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's coming and what's going to be coming for you guys. And also, we're excited to read the emails for everyone interested in the workshop. We're definitely looking forward to that.
Yes.
And Brother Bilal, it's always a joy to have you come on and share with us in the remix. We'll give your closing talk when we get ready to leave. We're going to bring on the next person here. What number are we going to go to next, Brother Bilal?
Number 21.
Number 21. Let's see. Where you at?
71.
We're going to go to the caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi. This is Linda, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Greetings, Linda.
Right,
what
Linda.
Part of New York are you calling from?
Albany,
New York. Oh, it's beautiful this time of the year.
Cold time of the year.
Can we get that birthday, Linda? How you feeling?
Well, feeling good. My birthday is April 2nd, 1971. And April the 2nd, yes, 1971.
Okay.
And I just have a lot of things going on in my life and have been for some time. I just can't seem to get things together or straight or flowing, especially in relationships. That's the disaster area for me right now, but there's a lot of things going on.
Okay.
She said it's a whole lot of stuff going on.
It sure is.
You in a little cycle here. Hold on 1 second. Almost here.
Yeah.
Okay. You, this is what I want you to look at. All right, I'm looking at your soulmate. All right, I'm looking at where your Venus was when you were born. And you may be getting this a little confused because this looking like it's you attracting a lot of people that you feel sorry for and that's real needy.
Oh, Lord.
You see, yeah, because of his energy field, you understand? Because when you were born, Venus was inside the house of Pisces, and this is the most compassionate of all this energy, you understand? But this, like I said, you may get it a little confused and attract the wrong type of energy to you. All right, and see what happens. You're so overly ambitious that you don't take your time and make good decisions either.
Yep.
Okay. So,
right on.
Yeah, right. And I'm glad you say right on, because this is a lot of type of work you need to start doing is writing. You are a natural writer. That's where most of your finances is connected to, you writing.
Oh.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, right on it. You understand? So,
yeah.
So just be very mindful of that. But you're looking for this, you know, because we're talking about your internal soulmate is the compassionate side of you, but not feeling sorry compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's a big difference. And then you have to work on that thing of being a little stubborn, all right? You got that going on also. You're a little stubborn and possessive there, you understand? So, you know, kind of balance that out. But this is like at the core of what's going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, be mindful of that.
Yes, I will.
There's no mistake, no weakness in the universe. There's no weakness in the universe, okay. All right?
What number did he pick again? Sorry, what number did he pick me off of again, Ms. Blue? I don't remember what number was that.
You was number 71.
Oh, that's the number. Oh, and that's the year I was.
Oh, damn, that's the year you were born. Ain't that some shit? Okay,
wow.
Okay.
Ain't that
good
something,
stuff.
Yes. We have 47 seconds before we get ready to go, and I'm going to tell you how to make your quantum leap here for you as we go into the after hours, because it has something to do with the past life for you. And so you'll get a special treat. I just kind of want to tell everybody, download, 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 you guys. We're going to keep going. We're going to be in the after hours. Don't forget to leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you guys. Much love, warm spirit, and ashe to the ancestors and everyone out there. You guys still have 13 seconds. Call in if you can get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to get in. So now, ashe to the ancestors out there, and peace and love to everyone. Yes. So now we're officially in the after hours. And I want to talk to you about your quantum leap, because immediately once you started to speak, I was able to kind of get in your energy as I was listening to Brother Bilal talk to you. And I want to tell you that this does have to do with the past life for you.
Okay.
And a big part of what you struggle with here in this incarnation is self-acceptance. You really want everybody to just like you and accept you. This was something even from a very early age that you kind of struggled with. And so as a result of that, you really have become sort of, and oh gosh, I hate that I have to use this word, but I'm going to use it. You're kind of a master at telling people what they want to hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you relate to that?
Yes, because a lot of times, especially lately, I'm around people that I can't really be myself around, and even when I try, I get blocked out, and I don't know. It's kind of hard to put in words to write. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you where this comes from. This comes from a past life for you, and in this particular past life, you actually was living in what would have been ancient Greece. It would have been sort of what it feels like ancient Greece.
Yeah,
and
right.
In this particular past life, you were in a marriage, and you were a woman in this particular past life, but you had a very abusive husband that used to physically abuse you all the time. And so because as a result of that, you know, a lot of your actions in that particular life came to being able to speak your truth and to, you know, say what you really thought. You weren't able to do that. And even one of the things that he did to you quite often is that you were raped a lot by your husband.
Wow.
So that's probably a whole whole nother interesting thing. I hear your DNA coming online now because that explains some of the sexual energy that you have with certain sexual intimacy relationships too. But the key thing is what ended up happening is that you decided that you were going to leave and you wasn't going to take this abuse anymore. And so in front of some other male colleagues who had came over one night to discuss some business, is that you went and told him that you were going to leave. And as a result of it, he took you outside, took you on a roof. So I wouldn't be surprised if you told me you were afraid of heights, took you on a roof, and he beat you. And that is actually how you made your transition.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. That's very interesting, Miss Blue. By the way, I love you, Miss Blue. This is my first time talking to you on the phone. I'm so excited. Yay! Sorry, I'm trying to contain myself, but hi, brother. Thanks. Oh, God. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got a treat tonight. That's good.
Yeah, that feels wonderful. It feels wonderful. But I've been dealing with this energy rising in me. I feel like I'm 42, and I feel like we're all grown here. I want more sex. Is that normal? I mean,
is that definitely
lust? What is it?
No. Well, two things. One, and I see this from working in the records a lot of times, either you're going to be extremely attracted to that energy or you're going to go the opposite direction. For you, you've always been sexually promiscuous, so you've had some strange intimacy issues. Even to the fact where you kind of like somebody to kind of beat up, because that abuse is I'm just keeping it real. So that abuse, that borderline between having rough sex and having that abuse comes. And a lot of times when we are souls and we have these things impacting us and we come back, they come back in a lot of different ways. And so for you, that energy, that sexual energy came back very strong for you in that way, but it was because of how you left. Now, here's sort of one of the things for you to make your quantum leap here. And you're in a good cycle right now because this is the cycle of, I call it the cycle of sunshine and joy. This is really the cycle of enjoyment. It's time for you to express yourself creatively as much as you can, go to social events and parties and be around people. This is what the universe is calling on you to be at this particular time and to do this type of work at this particular time for you. This is a great cycle for you to open up yourself more than you ever have. And so what you're going to be challenged with is this thing of just saying what you think people want you to hear, to be accepted. That's where your challenge is. So you really have to kind of begin to kind of take things and almost think
up,
that,
Blue. Oh, this
you know,
is terrible.
Yeah, the phone breaking.
Yes.
Is it breaking up? Okay, well.
I hear.
Okay,
I hear
is that better?
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
So let me just tell you this. What you want to do at this particular time is just kind of think about sometimes when you go outside and it's dark, and even if it's really, really dark, you can't see the moon, but you know the moon is there because you see the glow from the moon. This is kind of how you're walking at this time. It's going to be hard for you to see your next step, but you're going to have to really just know that hope within yourself and that faith, and just keep moving forward, taking steps forward to focus on your dreams, what truly lives in your heart.
Okay. Because you're right, I've been having a problem with that. I don't know where to go next. I'm in a position that I feel like I'm backed against the wall. It's not healthy, and I don't know what to do next. And that's definitely what's going on with me right now. So you hit that one, home run. Oof.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. You're amazing. I love you.
Love you too. And email us and let us know how it goes. I just wanted to tell you about that past life. I'm sure that answered a lot of past relationship questions and all kinds of things for you.
Yes, it did.
Oh,
thank
Thank you. Peace and love.
Great job. Beautiful.
Thank you. Great job to you as well. Next number, Brother Bilal.
100.
Number 100. Let's see. Caller number 100 calling in from area code 808. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Nick from Hawaii.
Brother Nick.
Okay. Can you turn your computer speakers off for us?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
How about now?
And where are you? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Hawaii.
You're calling from Hawaii. I hear the birds.
Oh, yeah. They're out there chirping.
Oh, I hear the birds. Oh, my goodness. Y'all hear how beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I called in. This is the masculine aspect of ascending beings. So...
Let's get your birthday. When is your birthday? 11-7-72.
All right.
Yeah.
You
number
100
too, my man.
All right.
Oh, your number, yeah. Number, your 100, your whole 100.
I'm complete.
Yes, indeed. All right, what I'm looking at here. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The internal soulmate you're looking for is the feminine aspect that's rooted. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, that's rooted in justice and being fair. Okay, this is a person that's also good at analyzing and making very sound decisions. And this may be very good for you because this is the part of your wise counsel you're looking for. Just like Ms. Lou was talking about earlier, you know, you need to be in a constant search for that wise counsel because you make your decisions too fast.
Yeah.
Okay. You overthink and then you overdo it. You understand? So it's like you got to find that perfect balance. And the work you chose to do, you must be working with your hands. You got to be hands on with whatever kind of work you're doing.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. That's just your approach. All right. The one thing you got an issue with, you just too impatient. You want shit to happen. You want that microwave right.
Oh, damn. Pull my bones out the closet right there.
Yeah, you want that microwave process and see what happens. You so creative. You know, you come up with a lot of good ideas, but you will get out the gate, break out running, but you'll run out of gas fast.
Yeah.
Because you'll over-talk yourself, and then I'm gonna give you the key to your fuel. You have to know the reason why you're doing everything you do. Do not start no new ventures or no projects without knowing the reason you're doing it, because you'll start it and stop it.
Yeah.
Look, check this out. People come to you for a lot of advice.
Yeah.
A lot of advice, because you have some real good insight, you know what I'm saying? But what happens, your finished work is sloppy. You've got to start finishing.
Yeah,
got to start finishing.
That's been definitely an issue for me for a long time with a lot of things.
Yeah. But you're a social worker. You're a natural social worker. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be hands-on with what you do.
Okay, all right? Okay.
Yeah.
But your feminine aspect is rooted in straight justice. No judgment, just straight honesty and fair and balance. That's how you get everything you're looking to get.
Okay.
Okay, and stop overthinking yourself too much.
I know that left side be going now.
Yeah, I know, but you'll burn your ass up with that. You know what I'm saying? It's because you still won't get anywhere. You're like the timing chain. Your timing is bad.
Yeah.
The motor be running, but the car not moving no damn where. You just be waxed up looking good.
Yeah.
I feel you. That's all I have for
you. Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. Good to connect with you. Immediately, one of the things, and, you know, the birds are such a very beautiful and powerful sound, and it seemed like they was just getting, they were chirping more and more and more, you know, as the vibration was coming in. Truly a good sound. One of the things is you have a portal that's open up behind you. And inside of that portal, you have a lot of what I would like to call ancestors, spirit guides, all of them that are in there. It looks like about 10 of them in there. So it's quite a few of them that are there. And there is some words that are being written on the wall. And interesting enough, Father Bilal was saying about your feminine side, really kind of making sure you touch in, tap in with wisdom. But I've seen one of the women writing on the wall a reminder for you not to forget. And so it's two things that your spirit guides are really calling on you not to forget at this particular time. And that is, do not forget the lessons you've already learned in life and about love. Because this is going to be critical for you for things that are happening to you right now. So they're saying to you, Spirit is strongly saying, don't forget what you know already, because it's not necessary for you to keep learning the same lessons over and over again. And almost like you're going through this cycle of insanity. You're trying to do the same thing, but you're trying to do it the same way. And so Spirit is saying, don't think just because you think you're going to do it different this time, it will work for you. That's not the case.
Okay.
That definitely is not the case. It's really for you not to forget. It is a reminder for you to remember. Remember already the lessons you have learned in life, and remember those things that you've learned in love, because you will be able to apply these principles to what you're trying to get done right now in your life. And so, yes, they're all jumping up and down. The spirit guides are saying, yes, that's what we needed him to know. Interesting enough, I think this may have been one of your first times calling in, or at least in a long, long time, I believe. But,
yeah,
yes, they're saying
the last time it was my daughter.
Mm-hmm. This is why they're saying they're trying to get you to call in, because you need to know that right now. It's some decisions that you're going to be making. Here's the other thing that I want you to know. The cycle that you're in right now, this is the cycle of completion for you. So it's time for you to bring these things to closure. So those things that you're trying to sell, those things that you're trying to get rid of, do that first before you start to embark on something new. I don't know if you've ever watched the show, but one of my favorite channels is HGTV. I'm not ashamed to say it. I love HGTV, and I like watching a lot of the shows. And a lot of times, it's a lot of real-life situations in there that you can learn from. But one thing that I showed is that there was a couple, and they wanted to buy another house. Their house hadn't sold. So what they did is they went out and bought another house. And all of a sudden, they got stuck with two mortgages, and they couldn't pay either one of them. So Spirit is kind of showing me some HGTV scenes in my eyes. So they're flashing in front of me. And so as a reminder, don't forget, live and love. Those lessons you've learned, apply them to the situation you have right now. You're in the cycle of completion. Complete those things that you started before you end. I don't want to wear you out. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. I needed to hear it. I feel it in my heart. I needed to hear it.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's what I have for you. It's about remembering. Remember the lessons you've already learned. It's not necessary to keep repeating them. You don't have to.
Okay. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. I needed that for sure.
All right. Well, peace.
All right,
love to you. Keep listening. Oh. All right, Brother Bilal. Yes. What number next?
46.
46. All right. We're going to go to the caller number 46 calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Good evening. This is Kalila calling from Oakland.
Okay, all right, Oakland. Can we get that bird date? Tell us what's going on.
212176.
2176?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's going on with you?
Really, not too much. I think that's the problem.
A lot of not too much tonight, huh? That's, well, we are at a turning point. You know, there's a lot of new energy on the planet, and you know, it's a turning point. It's a good time to, you know, make some good decisions right now. You know, set some real good intentions, get some things rolling. Let me see what's going on with this soulmate. Let me see. Okay, one second. Okay, your soulmate, the feminine, where the masculine soulmate internally you're looking for is what's in the house of Capricorn, which is really an earth sign. It's an earth symbol. So this is connected more to you staying grounded and stop being so in the rush and so ambitious to do things, okay? Be more strategic on what you do. Be more strategic on what you do. So this is really just what you're saying. You need to be more adventurous because the type of work you even chose to do this time put you in public relations. You're supposed to be in public relations because the level of, yeah, because you want to be appreciated. And see what happened is if how else to get that but put yourself out there to do work to get appreciated. Okay, so, you know,
okay.
I want you to be mindful of that, and I also need you to be mindful that family don't have to be your biggest downfall.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a good one. Yes.
Okay, and your lesson would really be in humility. Humility, healing, and harmony, because that's the way you're going to get back to harmony. See, no, you think about it. No, you, right, when you get a chance, write this word down, Adam. All right? Because, see, at your core, you look at that word, say, a damn. You don't give a damn. And that's the problem. You don't give Adam. You don't give a damn. So what else would you attract but somebody who don't give a damn with you?
Oh, my goodness.
Woo.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good. That's really, really good. Mm. Yes. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Kalila.
What is it?
Kalila.
Kalila.
Kalila. Okay, thank you. Because I'm hearing something completely different. I'm sure it's from another life. We won't worry. But I want to talk about some of the things that's going to help you to make your quantum leap. And I'll get right to it. The number one thing, and I want you to think about the song by Escape. What I need from you is understanding. That's what you need.
Oh, my goodness.
You,
I just looked at that
you
video.
There you go. Divine. You gave me that to tell you. So there you go.
Okay.
You need understanding, and that's what's missing. That's what's missing for you is to have the understanding, to be able to understand. You know, it's one thing to read something, hear something, or someone tell you something, or even you telling yourself something, but it's a whole nother thing to have a truly understanding of something. And so right now what Spirit is saying is you're being asked to keep an open mind and an open heart. We have a saying in the Kim Business class, to come with a clear mind and a pure heart. And that's not what you're bringing. That's why you can't get the understanding. See, because your understanding would help you avoid a lot of these pitfalls. But you're not
understanding.
Your phone breaking. Be open with them. Let's see. Is that better?
Yeah, that's it.
Not to the level where you can open yourself up to wisdom. And so you have to be able to open your mind and open your heart and allow yourself to be able to receive to truly receive this information so that it can open you up to wisdom, which is at the higher level of understanding. So we have knowledge, wisdom, and then understanding. You can't get to understanding because you're not coming with sort of this open mind and this open heart. And so, you know, wisdom can only come with patience. That's one. And also perspective. And those are two things that you struggle with. So one of the things that you can do is really sometimes identify yourself and really just imagine what it would be like to go through some of these situations from someone else's point of view. Because when I see you, I honestly see you just only seeing things from your perspective. So you kind of have that me, that kind of perspective. You only see you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And I do.
Yeah. And so that's how you're going to get, that's how you're going to make your quantum leap. You're going to have to do it. That's the only way you're going to get to understanding. You're going to have to open up your heart and your mind and really just come with a clear heart and a pure mind and really start to take other things into consideration. As Brother Bilal says, you're going to have to start giving a damn for real. Because if you want someone else to give a damn about you, you're going to have to give a damn, period. It's not even connecting it with a person or thing, but sometimes you have to begin to see things from different angles of light. That is the only way you're going to be able to tap into your wisdom, and with that knowledge you have, that's the only way the alchemy is going to happen. You have the knowledge, then the wisdom, and then you can get the understanding. Otherwise, you're going to keep going through this, what I like to call this Tom and Jerry type relationship thing, only to find out you were a rat.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a great evening.
All right. Oh, so what's the next number, Brother Bilal?
Number 56.
Calling in from area code 574. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, 574.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Okay. Stephanie from Arkansas, Miss Blue.
Oh, Stephanie from Arkansas.
Uh-huh, exactly.
What is your birthday, Stephanie?
It's your birthday.
It's 91869.
All right. And what's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious as hell. I mean, I just, I'm just a stay-at-home mom who, you know, love raising my children. I'm a nurturer. I'm a healer. We discussed that, Miss Blue, a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know. I do a lot of spiritual work with myself, a lot of self-work. And, I have the opportunity to do that. And I just would love to be able to share all of the things that I do, the meditation. I'm into nature a lot, and I'm just really ready to express everything that's in me. Like, I don't know how far along, you know, it will be, but I enjoy doing it with myself. I teach my children those things, and I'm just ready to, like, express it. I do it with my family, my mother, and, you know, just anybody that's in my circle. And I'm just, I really want someone that I can do it with, like, permanently, you know, where there's meaning and there's value. When I meditate, I visualize someone sitting near me and, you know, smiling, and, you know, we're meditating together. So that's what's going on.
I think you gave yourself a reading.
Yes, that was good.
Oh, no.
That was good.
You just gave yourself a reading.
I like that I do this because I was told the last time that I spoke with you, you need to be quiet and let her talk.
Yes.
So I'm like now I just really want to be quiet and don't say anything else.
All right. So you're weak. you say 9/18/1969, right?
Yes, yes.
All
yes,
right.
Brother.
When I picked up on your soulmate, when you were born, Venus was in the house of Leo. And this
wow.
put you Yeah, this put your soulmate's energy, remember, internal soulmate to attract the external soulmate at this dare type person and taking the chance, you understand?
Okay.
So this put you in the position of understanding what the truth is. Can you handle the truth? You see, because what happened, you don't trust.
Okay.
Okay. And that's one of the key issues, okay? And so to offset and balance this, you have to learn how to give from your heart. Stop holding on to old grudges and old things. Stop being so stubborn. You know, like when you go to a concert and you hold on to the ticket stub?
Okay.
You hold on to stubs. Remember, I did this for you. I did it for you. This is my shit. This is my shit. You understand? So this
okay.
would put you, yeah, this would put you in a constant conflict of what you all about, and that's balance.
Okay.
So anytime, you know, in any time you get in that position where you feel unbalanced, it's because of that possessiveness and that stubbornness. But your soulmate is inside of Leo, which is, like I say, that upfront. This is inside of you. That person, just like you did right now, you use your voice to promote. You understand? To be out front and to be and to speak with. You understand?
Okay.
So yeah, because a lot of your work you came back to do is to counsel and balance. Even
okay.
great salesmanship with selling art, just being able to promote. You can sell anything, literally. You can. I know you can.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you can. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, but that's where your soulmates reside, inside of Leo. So when you get a
that's
chance, read.
That's so interesting.
But read on that attribute, because Leo have to learn that lesson in humility.
Oh, I know about Leos because both my children are Leos, and that's all I talk about with my mother is how I'm, you know, it's just so, they're so challenging. They're so interesting. I'm so curious. I say that I'm managing them, but they're managing me. I mean, I'm just learning.
Yeah.
I'm just here learning from them. So when you said that, it just almost stunned me because I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to deal with Leo spirit because it's so challenging.
Well, it's your internal, if that's your soul's mate. You understand?
Okay.
That's the,
okay.
Yeah, you see, you are around your energy. That's your magnetic field attracted that.
Wow.
So that's perfect, be honest with you. That's a perfect balance for you to stay on your shit.
Huh.
For real.
Wow. Okay.
But keep them rooted in humility.
Okay.
No competition. They're not the only ones with Jordan tennis shoes. You understand? You're not
okay.
the only one. You understand? Keep them humble. That's how you keep yourself humble. You learn through them.
Okay.
So beautiful.
Okay.
Start trusting. All right.
All right. Thanks.
We're stopping that quantum leap.
Yes, Stephanie, we're going to talk about what can actually help you to make the quantum leap. Interesting enough, you said often you kind of do this visualization and you sort of see this woman sitting next to you when you're doing this visualization. Is she an older woman?
Oh, no. I said just, you know, I visualize like someone sitting near me. You know, just, you know, like the soulmate or something. And but can you tell me about the woman, though? I'm interested to know.
Well, 2 seconds. I'm gonna tell you something. I kind of went somewhere else. I was listening to you, but kind of in and out and just still trying to really kind of read your energy here for you. Two things. One, let's talk about you making your quantum leap and what's going to happen here. What's stopping you actually from making your quantum leap? And I want you to think about this: you have a fear, and your fear at the core that's really really holding you back is fear of death.
Wow. Okay.
Tell me why you say while. Wow. Okay.
Oh, this is new for me. Like, you know, I thought it was, you were going to say something that I'm definitely familiar with, because I do so much internal work with myself and fear of death.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been my, I would never even have guessed anything nowhere near it, but that's just, and so what I'll do is I'll go and work on understanding that.
No. You don't have to, because you already
okay.
answered it when you said, wow. And here's what I want you to think about this, because if you can be open to hear this, you can understand. Because you say you haven't thought about it, and I would say that's true, because you've pushed it so far out of your mind that it's inconceivable to you. See, because somebody
okay.
who really has come doesn't have a fear of death, and I say, well, your fear is with death, they have already explored this.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? You have
yeah.
removed that so far out of the equation that it's a subject you don't want to touch.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So now,
okay.
let me tell you about how this is impacting you and how you can make your quantum leap. One thing is that you do have vision. You can see into the future. But what happens is when you start to use your vision and see far into the future, when you can't see anymore, you become scared and retreat, because to you that represents death if you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know what's stopping you from, because you have all of these skills, you have all of this talent and all of these great things. I remember we talked
mm-hmm.
about some of them on the show that you could actually jump into and get started. So you have to ask yourself the question, why can't I do it? Because for you, if you can't see it, you won't do it, because to you, that is tapping into death.
Mm-hmm.
So in a past life for you, what happened is you were instantly killed by a train.
Wow.
Instantly in one of your past lives by a train, and you didn't see it coming.
Wow.
You were instantly caught off guard, and someone pushed you, and you were killed by a train. So in this life, one of the things that you struggle with, you're very organized and things are very timely for you. So
mm-hmm.
I know you know what time the kids go to bed. You know what, like I said, anytime that vision is obstructed and you can't see, that's when you become very uneasy.
Okay.
So to get over that, there's many different things that you can do. I don't want you to become fixated on death. That's not what I'm telling you. But I'm
okay.
getting straight to the root of it, so you can understand why you won't go further. You understand? Because
okay.
to you, you got to know what's happening next. Otherwise, you think it's going to be death.
That's right. Now, that definitely, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. That's not the work you came back here to do. So
okay.
recognize your difference you have and begin to get to work. One of the things that I can tell you from just being in the records, even though this was just sort of a little crash records here we've given you, is that it brings about instant healing. And so this conversation is going to help remove that block. So even when you can't see how things are going to come together, how they're going to work, what's going to be next for you, you still move forward anyway. Now, you're really good for making that self-sacrifice for your family and people you love, but you're not good at doing it for yourself.
Okay.
And so now you can begin to start to take your visions and really move past it. And even when you get into the place, what we call in the Kim business class as the mystery, you can trust. You can trust that that conceptual point of death is inevitable for all of us here. But we know we truly do not die. We move past that, and your vision will come back online for you, and you will see the next step to go to.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
This is beautiful. I love getting information. This is beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let us know how that is. Come up with a magical statement. I embrace life. Life is eternal for me. And, you know, I love living. That's what I need you to do, because there's still a very, very part of you that is afraid to live.
Okay, I embrace life. Life is eternal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use this in my meditation. And what was the last one? I embrace life. Life is eternal.
I don't even remember, but I know you'll download. I know you'll download. I know you
thank
will.
Thank you. That's right. I will. Thank you.
All right.
I love
peace and love
you.
You.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Love you.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Bye-bye.
Love
good
her.
Evening. Bye-bye. All right, Brother Bilal. What's the next one?
Number 36.
Number 36. 36. 36. Calling in from area code 909. Your caller number 36. Please tell us who's on the line, where you're calling from, and your birth date.
Did you say 909?
I sure did.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. Oh, my God.
A lot of love tonight. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think I was going to get in. Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is Stacy calling from California, and my birthday is 11-12-74.
11-12-74. What's going on tonight?
Wow, a lot. It's been a lot of changes going, like, within the last 2 weeks. I've been really feeling like it's time for me to step into what I'm supposed to do, like really powerful. And I guess some people could say mean, but just being real truthful, just telling people what it is, and just if it's not serving me no more, I'm moving forward. Just a lot of changes, a lot of changes.
Okay. I'm looking at everything, and
I got the biggest smile on my face.
I tell you what, let me say this. It reminded me what I was telling the sister earlier about the family issues. Okay, that's where a lot of your hindrance come from family. Your soul's mate, all right, your internal soul mate, Venus was in the house of Scorpio. So this is about just what you're talking about right now, because Scorpio is all about transformation, dying in the rebirth of things, reinventing yourself. But the work you came back to do that in is caretaking, either with children, older people. It's in more the medical field type. You understand?
Right, right.
That's your field of work. That's where all your feelings. You know, that's where you get activated, because, see, in your heart, just like someone else, you want that appreciation. You really want to be appreciated because you do a lot of good work. And you do
a
lot of
good work. Yeah, I like to help people. I do.
Oh, you really
do. That's so true. I do.
But you have to put yourself in an arena where you could consistently help people. And this is how it works, right? So your soul's mate, okay, your soul has a mate that is very familiar with. And you chose to come and do a certain job so your soul could recognize its mate is back. And your work is inside of caretaking, taking care of people, whether it be home health, whether it be in the hospital, whether it be taking care of children, whether it be taking care of elderly people. Your soul's mate understand that vibration, because this is part of the agreement that you come back to be a caretaker, even in taking care of the family that you sometimes do not get along with. Because
that's
they
true.
Don't understand your value, and the shit you tell them be so sound, and they don't listen, and they fall in that trap anyway. You say, God damn, I keep telling you the same thing over and over and over, and this shit, stop calling me. You
understand? That is true. That is so true.
So you have to balance that, okay? So that's going to put you in humility and healing so you can get back to harmony.
Okay.
So remember, Remember, humility is about accepting you're not the only one that know some good shit.
Okay. And do you see anything for my love life? See anything exciting?
You know what? You actually getting ready to step into a relationship if you could find a bond with yourself. But that bond got to be in you following your intuition and stop all that goddamn thinking.
Okay.
Follow your first mind. That's what's blocking it, because you're not following your intuition. That's what's blocking you. And then you're a social on Slick also. So you do all that type of work. You understand?
You said I'm...
Social work.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the type of work you do. You understand? But look at me. Listen at me real good. You have to follow you have to follow your first mind. Love life is connected to you following your first mind, not your second mind, not second-guessing yourself. Okay?
All right.
Give
it to me, Miss Blue.
Make that quantum leap.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Wow, this is kind of interesting. Okay, so here's the deal. This is going to really, really help you with making your quantum leap. The number one thing that's going to help you make your quantum leap, it has to do with you researching abuse.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that to you, researching abuse?
When you say researching, because, you know, I've had a reading with you too, Ms. Blue. I had it back in November. And we talked along those lines. Like I said, I wanted to start a woman's group. And you told me the same thing then, that I was going to help women
Yes. This is where you're going to get your self-empowerment. It's about researching abuse. But here's where you have to be careful. You cannot research abuse to the point where you stay engulfed in your own abuse.
Okay, well, now you have to, what do you mean as far as that?
Let me tell you what I mean. Is that you cannot, because up until this point, you've been sort of a poster child for your own cause. So you're saying, okay, well, this happened to me, and let me tell you, blah, 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 and then this is what you need to do to get yourself together to do this. You got to stop putting you in there.
Okay.
Otherwise,
I have done
that. Yeah, because otherwise you're not going to be able to heal. So your work is with helping. Your work is with helping other women and doing that. But what's happening, you know, it's kind of that saying, you know how they say sometimes you can be such a good salesperson that you sell someone something that you buy your own shit back?
Yeah.
That's what you do. You kind of go on to help them to heal, but you do it so much till you own it back. And hell, they almost feel like they got to help you heal.
I agree with that. I see what you're talking about. Like, I had a situation actually this week where I had to kind of cut myself off from, just because I kept saying it over and over again. I had to kind of I had to tell her if she doesn't see that, I can't make her see the value in herself. I can tell her, but I can't make her see it. If she don't see it in herself, I can't make her see it. So I had to,
and this,
it was putting out my energy, you know, so I had to kind of back off.
But here's what
bit.
I'm telling you. The reason it's pulling on your energy is because you've become too invested in it yourself. So really, the conversation that you was having, you were having it with you. You've been not having the conversation with her. So I want you to start thinking about your approach, because that's what could be key for you. Because I want you to understand that even though sometimes you talk to yourself very rough and very harsh, That doesn't work for everybody.
And that's so true. That is so true.
And you are not talking to yourself. So when I say to you, don't be the salesman that sells somebody something and buy it back, you're not trying to appease you. You understand? That's not even how you're going to get your healing out of this, because it is an exchange. You have to truly do this from the position of your heart and really kind of come in and work at it from that, because this is your work. This is what you're supposed to be doing. But you have to step outside of the side of being the victim. You can't be the victim and help in this case. You cannot be. And you're coming in with the victim's mentality, and that's where the clash is.
Right. And I do. I do come in saying y'all went through this. That's exactly true. Exactly.
Yes. No, you can't come in from that perspective to help. Now, that can be a part of the discussion, but you're getting too far in there, and that's why it's not crossing over for you. You're too far into that. For it to work. If I'm coming in my house and I have like 20 bags of groceries and you see me struggling with groceries and you spend 3 minutes telling me how last week you were struggling with groceries, I'm gonna tell you, guess what? Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You understand? I got it.
I don't care if I drop
everything. I already got it. You know?
And see, I thought, so, you know, when I would do that, I thought I was doing, I'm so glad that you're telling me this, because I thought with me telling them about, if I was discussing something with someone, if I was telling them about me, it would make them understand more.
No, it doesn't, no. Think about all the shit I tell people. I can't relate to a lot of it. Not like
okay.
That. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You'll learn how to balance that out eventually, but you can't make the leap because you're the victim. So it's like two victims coming together.
I will start working on that right away.
There you go.
Right away.
That's what's going
to happen. I had no idea. I didn't know that's I didn't know that's what I was doing wrong. I had no idea.
Mm.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Okay. Well, I think that is just about going to do it for us, you guys. I don't want us to get cut off. It's been an amazing share. Brother Bilal's call, I believe his call dropped on the phone. We're going to go ahead and close out for this evening. I want to tell you guys, if you're on the phone lines, and I see tons of you still on the phone lines, you can email Brother Bilal for soul alignment readings at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And you can also email me for readings as well, questionforblue@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you want to be involved of the Soul Body Workshop, that you email us at questionforblue and put workshop in the tagline so that we know that you're inquiring about that and we can get that information back out to you as well. I just want to say peace and love to you guys. It's been an amazing share here tonight, talking about everything from Greenwood, where some very powerful energy is on the planet, because that energy is here. It's time for you to tap into that abundance, that wealth. It is trillions of dollars there. And, you know, just by us working with this energy tonight to really help those souls, all of those souls, past, present, and future, because they're all here at the same time. And I want to encourage you guys to download the show, as well as all of the Remix shows. You can do that. You can do it on iTunes, and you can do it right here on the Remix. We'll be back next week, Friday, doing what we do, as we always do in the Remix. Peace and love to you guys as we get ready to get out of here this evening. It's been a great share and lots of fun, lots of love. I look forward to connecting with you guys in the readings. Don't forget to download. And if you like the show, like it. If you love it. Go love it over on Facebook and leave a comment, you know, tweet a message, you know, do something. And all right, you guys, and we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Amazing share tonight. Peace and love to you guys. Much love, warm spirit. And we're going to play some Baby Blue, and then we're going to close it out. a perfect way to close out on a perfect evening. Peace and love.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.